Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Ward Shriver, who had been ailing, has died in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Here's CBS's Bob Schieffer.
It was growing up with a close family member who was mentally retarded, her sister Rosemary, that led to Eunice Kennedy Shriver's life's work, the establishment of Special Olympics. Her goal, she said, was to demonstrate that people with mental retardation are capable of remarkable achievements in sports, education, employment, and beyond. It began in 1962 as a summer camp at her home in Maryland and led to the first Special Olympics Summer Games held at Chicago's Soldier Field in 1968.
Let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
Today, the Games have more than 1.3 million participants in over 150 countries.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver was 88 years old. Now the latest on the health care reform debate, an issue that sparked anger, confusion, and frustration.
For $3 trillion in the hole now, you're going to add another trillion or more, you know, really. Where does it stop?
I did not realize that we had as many people that would be against something that is in their own interest.
There's been shouting and accusations of political maneuvering in town hall forums with members of Congress on health care. Today, President Obama heads to New Hampshire and into the fray.
It will be President Obama's first town hall-style event since the latest heated confrontations experienced by some of his congressional allies. As the White House mounts a stepped-up effort to debunk what the president has described as outlandish rumors, he predicts cooler heads will prevail when legislation takes shape in the fall.
More sensible and reasoned arguments will emerge.
Mr. Obama continues to predict passage of some version of health care reform this year. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
How are the banks doing? A congressional watchdog says they're still threatened by bad loans and more could fail if the economy continues to slump. Banking analyst Bert Ely.
I think the TARP panel has over-exaggerated the extent to which the banking industry is burdened by these problems. It's very much a minority of banks that do have these problems.
But the panel says if unemployment gets worse, the banking system could again need government help.
As long as those people are without jobs, they're going to have a hard time paying their mortgages. And those mortgages foreclosing is what causes this downward spiral that's pulling so many banks down.
David Levine, an economist at Cal Berkeley. The latest look at home prices shows they're still falling, but not at the fast clip they once were.
Home values fell 15% year over year in the second quarter, but this is compared to almost 19% year over year in the first quarter. So these declines are starting to shrink.
Amy Butinsky of Zillow.com says thousands face foreclosure, and it's too soon to say the housing market has stabilized. In the midst of the housing crisis, there are plenty of ads for reverse mortgages. They sound attractive, but a leading consumer magazine raises new red flags.
Consumer Reports finds reverse mortgages can be financially devastating for customers who don't understand their complex rules and associated high fees and interest charges. For example, the fees based on an equity of $300,000.
$15,000 in upfront fees, $30,000 in...
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Southwest Airlines has upped its bid for...
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Showbiz.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids, and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
Technology. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
And welcome to today's death panel. No. We don't have such a thing as death panels here. And there is no such thing as death panels prescribed, no matter what Sarah Palin says in the Obama health care reform legislation. We bring you the truth, not those lies that the Republicans specialize in. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, out of our little radio factory located right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building. Our toll-free number, you're going to want to use it this hour, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. And we welcome to the studio with us a person I have known a long time since I started at Crossfire. A person I don't always agree with most of the time, but not always, but a person I do always admire for her tenacity and her creativity and her determination to make it a better life for animals around the world, the head of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, in studio. Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you very much. Look, 14 years or so since we were together on a show for the first time, I think.
I guess it was maybe the first year in Crossfire, right?
Oh, frightening.
I remember you came up from Norfolk.
Yes, indeed.
At least did. I remember one show with Mary Madeline and I, and we had a lot of fun. So
she's become almost a friend.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
She was very gracious, actually. One of our vice presidents has a book out called Committed, and it's his life story. He had a book party at her house, which was very nice.
No kidding. Whoa. And you have a new book out called The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights, Simple Acts of Kindness to Help Animals in Trouble. So have things gotten better? I mean, through your work, have things gotten better? Or are there still...
It's a tough mountain to climb. It's not as if there's just one place where animals are badly treated. Of course, it runs the gamut.
Yeah.
But yes, things have got much, much better. We see victories all the time. You see that young people wouldn't be seen dead in fur, for example. And there are vegetarian and vegan options in all the restaurants, in all the supermarkets. And we have got dissection pretty much bumped out of every school, including every medical school. We have training courses now with high-speed computer programs. You can kill your patient and then revive them, which you couldn't do when you had the pig or the dog on the table. So, yes, yeah, things are better, but there's a long way to go.
All right, and we'll find out maybe it's about more about some of the ongoing campaigns against McDonald's and KFC and even the Department of Defense from Ingrid Newkirk here in studio. Dan, on our regular press team here, or team press, Dan Henning's got the day off. Peter Ogburn still holding down the fort with the help of Renata today. Peter, good morning.
Hello there.
And Yes, I've got to say a quick thank you and hello also to Rich Masters. I was off yesterday, Rich Masters. Thank you, Rich, for doing a good job filling in. One of our good friends made a return appearance also over the weekend, other than Rich Masters, out in Chicago. Ingrid, you'll be glad to know that Rod Blagojevich has really not gone away. They had a big party out there, an Elvis impersonator party. Blagojevich showed up dressed, not only dressed as Elvis, but he actually had the audacity to perform as Elvis.
That man defines audacity.
Yeah. You know, they are having auditions for American Idol now, maybe this season. Do you think?
I have a feeling he wouldn't make it.
No, but you know what? It would be nice if he just showed up just to hear what Simon might say about him.
Right. You know, Simon Cowell is one of ours. He did several wonderful ads for us. He says, you know, I'm hard as nails on other things, but when it comes to animals, I have a very soft spot in my heart.
Really?
He did something against keeping your dog in a hot car, and he did something against wearing fur. He said, would you wear your dog? If you wouldn't wear your dog, then why would you wear any fur? And he actually helps us with our spay and neuter clinic in Norfolk. He's a love.
Who would know that Simon Cowell had a soft spot in his heart?
Marshmallow interior.
For anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right, 11 minutes after the hour. So we have Ingrid Newkirk with us. Your calls at any time on any of the campaigns Pete is involved in, 866-55-PRESS. And I discovered on Crossfire the first time we met that Ingrid is like, I am, you don't have to agree with her to call because she can handle... If she can handle Mary Madeline and Bob Novak and Pat Buchanan, she can handle any of you. 866-55-PRESS. We're going to be joined a little bit later by Sam Stein from Huffington Post, a White House correspondent for Huffington Post. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Peter's got the big stories of the day.
Yes, here's what's making news. We play both kinds of music, country and Western. One of country's music's most successful acts is calling it quits. Brooks and Dunn posted on their website yesterday. They said, quote, it's time to call it a day after 20 years of hit making. Their hits include Boot Scoot Boogie, My Maria, Red Dirt Road. Don't worry, the duo will do just fine. They have a greatest hits album coming out, and they plan to tour in 2010.
Do you think I'm going to miss them?
I know I won't. Live on tape from Hollywood, as the September 14th debut of the Jay Leno Show approaches, we're starting to hear about the guests that they have lined up. The very first night will feature Kanye West, Rihanna, and the return of rapper Jay-Z. They'll be performing the new single off of Jay-Z's upcoming album, Run This Town. And unless something happens between now and then, it will be Rihanna's first performance since the February altercation with former boyfriend Chris Brown.
You know, if I were Conor O'Brien, I would feel threatened.
Yeah, he should probably feel a little threatened.
A little nervous about all the attention that Jay Leno is getting.
And I save this one just for Ingrid. In the Eastern Himalayas, an interesting discovery. 353 interesting discoveries, actually. The WWF reports that over the past decade, several new species, including the world's smallest deer, a flying frog, and the first newly discovered species of monkey in over a decade. They've all been discovered in this eastern part of the Himalayas. They've also discovered 242 new plant species over the past decade. So there is new life out there.
Where we are now tromping all over this pristine land, yes.
Well, good point.
So, Ingrid, doesn't that say that we don't have to worry about vanishing species because new ones are being discovered?
Oh, they come and they go. It's so true, and they always have. I don't particularly concern myself with that, and nor does Peter. It's more what's happening every day when you go to the market or you buy clothes or something like that, that you worry about those endangered individuals who are being made into a coat or a snack.
Okay, so let's get right to it. Ingrid Newkirk in studio with us. She's got the new book out, The PETA, Practical Guide to Animal Rights. All right, so I just came back from Seattle. I was out in Seattle for a great big we have a wonderful,
I know
wonderful,
where you're going.
We have a wonderful affiliate out there, first of all, AM 1090, and they had a great big show Saturday night. I was there with Tom Hartman, Mike Malloy, Stephanie Miller, Ron Reagan, and myself, a panel of five at the Showwear Center. 1,000 people turned out. It was great, great fun. Wonderful, wonderful crowd. And a great crew there and staff at 1090. And we stayed at the Alexis Hotel, which is on First Avenue, about a block and a half from
the Pike, Fish Market.
From the Pike Place Fish Market, where when someone orders a fish and they just pick out the fish, and then the guy throws it to the guy who wraps it and packs it and everything. And that's PETA. I've got this article. PETA asks Pike Place fishmongers not to throw the fish. Ingrid, the fish are dead.
Yes, they are, Bill. But
why
actually,
aren't you protesting fishing,
we are,
not throwing the fish?
Believe me, we're an equal opportunity critic. We leave almost no cruelty stone unturned. But the story there was the American Veterinary Medical Association was having its convention in Seattle. And of all the things that these animal doctors could choose to do to amuse themselves, as a warm-up sort of ritual, they decided to have fish thrown at them by the Pike Place fishmongers. And we said, hang on a minute, you know, you're veterinarians. It doesn't matter if this is a sort of strange, unpopular animal. The fishing industry is lousy to the environment. It's lousy for fish. Their lips are very sensitive. Their organs burst when they're brought up from the deep. Don't do that. Do something. We'll provide you with alternatives or even rubber fish. But they went ahead with it anyway.
Oh, so you're going after the veterinarians, not so much the fishmongers who are there every day.
Although if you see them, and the Seattle shows actually showed some of the footage, and I hadn't seen it before, but they don't just sling them. I mean, they do. They pick them up and they wiggle them in people's faces.
But they're dead.
But, you know, you put the idea in kids' minds. Kids are watching this, and they think, oh, an animal is just a thing. And even if it's hard to understand a fish is just a little living being in a bizarre package.
So, do you think we ought to ban fishing?
I do, yes. It's not benign.
Oh, wait a minute.
Absolutely. No. Now, what is fishing?
I mean, wait. Jesus fished.
No, Jesus. It's hunting
the
in the water.
The disciples fished.
No,
they
fishes
did.
Of men.
He even multiplied the loaves and the fishes, right?
Well, we could go into a tangent here. If you go back to the Essene scriptures, it talks about how the bastardization of language over the years, that actually it wasn't fish, but fish weed on the Sea of Galilee banks. But forget that. Go to today.
I believe the scripture.
The original scripture is what I think I believe. But if you think of today, you say, oh, well, let's have a peaceful pastime. Let's sit on the bank. What are you doing? You're torturing this little creature who was busily minding his own business, putting a hook through his lip. His lip is very sensitive, like our fingers, and dragging him out to suffocate on the bank.
So if we use nets, it's okay. Is that right?
It is not, no. No, I say, there are so many sports. Go play golf, watch a video, go for a hike, but leave the fish,
okay,
leave the deer.
But if I want to go for a hike, or if I want to, you know, go play sports or something, I need to eat. All right. So I'm eating that's a good food supply.
Have you ever seen the National Lampoon did some wonderful things called child fishing, where they threw some bait off a roof on a rod and they trilled along the street for a child? I thought, you know, what is the difference, really? It's just, you wouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this. And we grow up thinking that, I used to fish, that fishing is just a harmless pastime. But it actually causes a lot of pain to the fish, and you kill the fish, and you can eat so many other wonderful things.
But surely, see, this is where I find this, you know, because we've had this conversation, I'm a total animal lover, but this is where I can't follow you all the way.
You have to include fish.
No, I can't follow you all the way when you express a moral equivalency between killing fish and killing children.
Well, it's a joke that makes a point, really. I mean, National Lampoon is not exactly a serious publication.
True.
But this was rather a good piece. And it made me think about, why would you make these prejudiced decisions that, oh, yes, well, I understand you wouldn't do this to a child or a dog or a cat, although in some cultures, of course, they do eat dogs and cats. But a fish fish I don't understand, and therefore a fish is fair game to me to hurt, to harass, and to kill.
Now,
have a vegetarian starter kit.
All right. Now I want to ask you, why are there still circuses with animal acts in them? And there are.
Extremely good question, especially when Ringling is in federal court still for the use of that bull hook, which is that heavy rod.
They use it
on the elephants, and they don't do it in front of the public. They carry it, but they, behind the stage, which is what our undercover videos show, they use it to bang them on the head. They dig that hook in behind the elbow, these sensitive parts behind the ear, where the public can't see the wound. And they just dominate these poor animals. And they have since birth. They were broken since birth. There is a videotape on our website, peter.org, where you see the animals lined up. And this trainer, or there's a series of them actually, including a manager, are just banging into the elephants with the bullhook for no reason whatsoever except to say, remember me, I'm boss.
Has there ever been any legislation to ban big animal acts in,
yes.
Any animal acts, I guess, in circuses?
Yes. In other parts of the world, it's catching on better than here. But here, there is momentum. And in some towns in Florida, for example, you can't bring in performing animals. In Chicago, they have a move to ban the bullhook because it is an instrument of torture, basically. It is used. You see them whack the animals on the legs while they're walking. And it is an instrument that says, pay attention to me, or if you don't, you're going to get it worse than this.
All right, so fishing, circuses. I want to talk about horse racing, too, when we come back, and find out also maybe what some of your tips are for in your PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights. Our guest, the president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Ingrid Newkirk. 866-55-PRESS, the toll-free number.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmy. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th. Ladies and gentlemen.
and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Month no penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high interest 9-month no penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Here, AM.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Thank you very much. Hi, Bill. And Ingrid, thank you so much for your good work. I'm calling, actually, for Ingrid's advice.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Sally, I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, I'm a vegetarian, and my 94-year-old grandmother, who knew that and knew that I, you know, my fondness for animals, decided for some odd reason to leave me her mink jacket. Now, it's been hanging in a closet at home for 4 years. And, you know, I don't want to do anything that encourages people to use it, but it seems like such a waste to have it just hanging there. So what do I do with this?
Oh, thank you for that, and thank you to your grandmother. You can donate it to PETA. You'll get a tax deduction. And we will use it to try to stop other people from buying fur coats. And we do that in a number of ways. We use them in demonstrations, we take them to schools, and we show the children the video of the animals being themselves out in the wild, being having behaviors, loving their infants, and so on. And then we show them the coat, and we say, what's the true cost of this? It's in lives. We also, every winter, we have what we call a fur kitchen, which is like a soup kitchen. And we mark the furs that are given to us because thousands of people have had a change of heart and give us their fur. And we give them out to the homeless because the homeless can't choose what coat to wear. They can't go to the store and say, give me a cloth coat or give me a polyfill coat. So they're very grateful for them. And I think that's it. It takes away that feeling that there's something special about a fur. A fur is really a survivalist item.
All right, Sally, thank you for the call. Ingrid, for the advice. So from now on, if I see a homeless person with a fur coat,
thank the donor who gave that coat to Peter.
I'll know where it came from. Okay, when we come back, we'll broaden the conversation a little bit to include what's happening in politics today at the White House today with Sam Stein from Huffington Post, Ingrid Newkirk from PETA still here, and more calls coming up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Having my identity stolen has taken more than money from me. It's taken my time. It's like you're getting violated.
It affects your whole well-being, not just your name being used for something or your social being used for something. It takes away from your life.
You can live confidently knowing that with LifeLock, we'll help stop identity theft before it happens.
I feel very secure now that I am becoming a LifeLock member.
With LifeLock, you get our proactive identity theft protection and our dedicated team who stand by, ready to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It takes just minutes. One easy call to a friendly LifeLock consultant puts you back in control of your life. For just $10 a month, you'll enjoy the peace of mind of knowing that you're protecting yourself and your loved ones from identity theft. Visit LifeLock.com or call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Really not a whole lot to tell you about. Accident and stall free around the metro, on the highways anyway. Southbound 25, going to be our slowest spot. 104th down to 84th, that's the usual. Also busy around Park Avenue heading into downtown. Other slow spots, westbound 76 and eastbound 270, those approaches into downtown. Also seeing more traffic southbound 225 Colfax to Alameda. Your forecast, morning sun, and we hope to get near 88 degrees for our high. Afternoon clouds might bring scattered thunderstorms as well. Your current downtown temperature, 61 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martino's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. Your participating Chevy dealer has details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident?
That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey. But people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsReal.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Minutes after the hour now on this Tuesday, August 11th, the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast. Welcome from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, just down the street from the United States Capitol Building. And that's the territory covered by political reporter for Huffington Post, Sam Stein. He also covers the White House, and he and I usually partner together at the White House, so figuring out how we can trap Robert Gibbs in some embarrassing question on any given day. And, hey, Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
I've been out of town for a couple of days. Haven't seen you down there. No briefing yesterday, right?
And, no briefing there in Mexico, yeah.
And none today, I found out, because...
I know. I know. God. We'll have to go a bit longer without seeing each other. Very sad.
Without tackling Robert Gibbs. That's the saddest of all. Hey, yeah. So Sam, Friday, the Senate came on board with the cash for clunkers. I was out of town. Is it the exact same program? So does that mean Cash for Clunkers continues?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. Let me interrupt for a second. I forgot. In studio with us today, sort of a co-host for this hour, say hello to Ingrid Newkirk, the head of PETA.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Ingrid. How's it going, Ingrid?
It's going well, especially with our Cash for Cluckers program, where you get a rebate if you try faux chicken. It's true.
So, yeah, exactly.
So you have Cash for Cluckers and Cash for Clunkers.
We do indeed. And I have a question for Sam when you finish.
All right, okay. But I want to ask, so how? What is this? What about the future of the Cash for Clunkers, Sam? What's this say?
Well, they got a new infusion of cash, so it should be continuing through the... Well, I guess through October is what their deadline is now, or what their projection is now. I mean, listen, it's a big success. I don't see how you can interpret it any other way. It was bipartisan support for its renewal. It shows that the government can incentivize, economic activity, and it's a smart program as I see it. You're getting these old cars off the road, and yeah, it costs a little money, but it's stimulating growth, it's stimulating car sales, and it seems like, it's one of those success stories that the Obama administration wants. I would suspect that they would want to publicize this a bit more than they are, but I guess healthcare is sort of consuming everything right now.
Well, what stuns me still is that it was such a, I agree with you, such a good idea that nobody figured out that it was only going to last 4 days.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about misreading the market. It was really, really bad, but yeah, I mean... It's a very good idea. People want to get rid of their, bad old cars. And I actually have a few friends who traded in their cars. And so, it gets these old automobiles, these dinosaurs off the road, which is good for the environment, obviously. And so who knows how long this can go. But I guess there is probably a limit to how much money the government's willing to spend on this thing.
All right. So Ingrid's got a challenge for you, Sam, here.
Oh, okay.
It's an easy one, Sam. It's just it requires that if you wouldn't mind, when you next have the president's ear, I'm wondering if you could ask him to take a little peek at what the Department of Defense is doing, because they're violating their own regulations, not that it'll be the first time. But we've pointed out to them that there are all these alternatives to doing what they're doing at Fort Sam Houston, for example, which is breaking and then amputating goats' legs in training while the animals are still alive, and exposing animals to chemical nerve gases. This is not allowed under DOD's own regulations. They have a simulator that the military actually developed. Hats off to them. It's called the Combat Trauma Patient Simulator.
So
they need to use it.
So they're using animals, you're saying, for like medical research and shooting them or maiming
them? Just
training.
Combat training.
Mostly, Sam. It's mostly combat training. Oh. It's just show and tell. And yet, I mean, this is the 21st century. DOD has developed these fabulous simulators, which, as we were talking about earlier, you can kill the patient and get another one. You can't do that with a goat. You kill the goat or the dog, and it's over.
It does seem a bit barbaric, and sure. Yeah. I'll see if I can get an answer from the White House on it.
Thanks. Yeah. There's something called a joint analysis team that the DOD has, which could look into it easily.
You know what you do? Before you leave, Ingrid, we'll give you Sam's email, okay?
Yeah.
And you can get some information to him. Because Sam and I both, we want to be informed before we ask a question.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Believe it or not. Sam,
yes,
Sam,
exactly.
Sam Stein, political reporter, ace political reporter, covers Washington for Huffington Post here on the Bill Press Show. Sam, I want to ask you about the healthcare, the current state of healthcare. I've been out in Seattle. We were at a big forum Saturday night. And one of the issues that came up is this very, I think, questionable deal that it appears the Obama administration struck with pharma on that they would only expect so much from pharma and would not include being able to negotiate the prices of prescription drugs. I know you've been writing on this. What's the story?
Oh, it's so confusing. I mean, I've put up two articles on the Huffington Post. The first followed a briefing that I attended at the White House with senior officials. In which they adamantly denied that any such deal was made, let alone discussed. They said they had agreed that they wouldn't pursue this thing called Medicare rebates, which would essentially tie the price of prescription drugs from Medicaid to Medicare, would lower the drugs. But they had never said that they would not allow the government to negotiate for lower prescription drug prices as part of this arrangement with pharma. Then I talked to the senior vice president of pharma, who said, yeah, no deal was discussed. These reports are erroneous. We, you know, the White House never struck a deal. However, we made it crystal clear to the Senate Finance Committee that we couldn't support any health care legislation if it allowed the government to use its purchasing power to lower the price of prescription drugs. So what you have here is really a distinction without a difference. I think the reports actually were accurate. Pharma is not going to support any health care legislation that has price controls. They're willing to commit $80 billion over a 10-year period to help close the donut hole, which is the coverage for seniors in the Medicare program. But beyond that, I don't really see the White House. I don't think the White House is willing to push pharma any further. They said they're comfortable with the $80 billion figure, which means that the White House is essentially saying, listen, we're going to get what we're going to get out of pharma. This is it. We would like to have their advertising dollars in favor of reform rather than them being out there against reform. There is not a, you know, there was no shaking of the hands, writing of the paper type agreement, but it does seem like the administration has at least come to an understanding with the big pharmaceutical companies that were vilified routinely by then Senator Obama during the presidential campaign, that there is an understanding now that $80 billion is going to be the best you get, and beyond that, good luck. And, you know, it's incredible that this is how legislation is made, but that seems to be the process.
Well, it seems to me like Billy Tozan, the head of pharma, snookered Barack Obama.
And I went back to the reporting, too, when that deal was first announced. I think it was in June 22nd. And everyone was cheering this as a, you know, win-win-win. The pharma would get more companies. You know, the pharmaceutical industry would get more consumers. The government would get this $80 billion in savings. Seniors would have extended coverage. It just made perfect sense, everyone said. And there was one analysis by the group Larick Swan & Company, which is a healthcare equity research company. And they said, quote, our initial take is that this is a win for the industry because it appears to short-circuit the process of direct government price negotiation. They weren't definitive. They didn't say this is, you know, no one said this is part of the arrangement, but the writing was on the wall back then and no one noticed it. And you're right, Billy Tozan, you made the calculation that, you know, if I give up $80 billion now, I'll make big savings down the road because I'll be the first at the table and the administration will take these conditions.
And we all remember when President Bush pushed through the Medicare, the reform, added prescription drugs to Medicare, right?
And
that one of the complaints or one of the criticisms that Democrats had was that he had this provision in there that the federal government, even though we're the largest purchaser of prescription drugs, the federal government was prohibited from negotiating for lower prices with the drug companies, even though the VA does it, by the way. But Medicare cannot do it. So, and now it turns around and Democrats are doing the damn same thing.
And that deal was vilified to no end. I mean, we put it up on the Huffington Post. On the campaign, that was, you know, one of these instances that the Obama campaign just railed against. They said, how could you leave seniors out like that? You know, it made no sense to then Senator Obama. It was an example of special interests getting their way in the process of crafting legislation. And look, it looks like pharma's in position to win yet again. That's just all you can say.
Well, you know what, Sam? Then we gotta raise that issue too. So you and I have a lot of work to do at the next White House briefing. I'm telling you.
You can take all that money.
I got multiple questions.
Yeah, we have cash for clockers. We got the Defense Department, and we got this pharma deal. And
you can cut the NIH's budget for basic research, which is a lot of waste, and put that into our healthcare.
Now, don't give us too much work here, Ingrid. I mean, come on, after. Hey, by the way, Sam, you know Ingrid is an occasional blogger there for. Contributor to HuffPost, and so we want to be sure now any more the next thing that she sends, and make sure it gets top billing, okay?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I have all the power in the world.
I'll recommend you for a promotion.
Sam, thanks so much for being with us this morning. I'll see you next time we're down to the White House together.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Sam Stein, the political reporter here in Washington for Huffington Post. Ingrid Newkirk, we will be. It is that the fact that the Department of Defense is continuing those kind of practices is just
inexcusable. Yeah,
it's totally inexcusable.
Far worse than those toilet seats that they bought for how many millions?
Yeah.
Because this is real lives, and the animals don't need to go through it.
866-55 Press. We'll be back with Ingrid Newkirk. And you.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Pretty standard commute going on for us right now. Just the struggles on southbound I-25 up in North Glen and again closer to downtown. Also busy westbound 76 and eastbound 270 heading into downtown. Got one problem out there, disabled tractor trailer at Florida and Albion. That's about the only thing to tell you about right now, as we got a great Tuesday morning commute going on so far. Your forecast sunny with a small chance for afternoon thunderstorm. A little warmer too with highs in the upper 80s. Right now 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The guarantee. It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle and guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now, through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Here, AM.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115 or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Canada and everywhere. And what we said, our exact quote was, which was very disappointing to the press, oh, he's just human. He's not the Buddha. That's what people do. And they said, come on the show, talk about this. So in the end, we said people would call in and say, well, I've got ants in my kitchen. What do I do? And we would say, well, you know, you can put cream of tartar down. You can get this thing called catch a bug, where usually kids in school get it, and the teacher shows them you can put the bug harmlessly outside. And it took on a life of its own, and it went on for days.
Okay. So if the mosquito comes in the studio, I'm allowed to slap it?
It's up to you, Bill.
Sean's calling from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good. Thank you. Welcome.
Awesome. I had a question for Ingrid.
Here she is.
I was wondering, what's your stance on the military's use of dogs for, like, military working dogs to locate explosives and things of that nature?
Well, I think that you shouldn't put an animal in a situation that you wouldn't put a human being in. And nowadays, I think it's much like with this training program. There are very sophisticated devices that can be used, little robots that can go even into the most inaccessible of places. And there are these fiber optics that you can use that have pulses on them that can detect whether or not there is a mechanism that is potentially harmful. The thing is, like most things, like vests and Humvees or whatever they are, they cost money. And the Department of Defense is loath to spend even a dime. It doesn't feel it has to. So we have to push for them not to risk anybody's life and to use the most sophisticated ways of finding hazards.
All right, Sean, thank you for the question. Rob from Northern New Jersey. Hey, Rob.
Good morning. I'm a recent listener to the show, and I want to preface my comments by saying that I think that PETA's goal and the way, Ingrid, that you go about things is very noble, but at the same time, I think, I don't know, at least people like me feel that, you know, PETA and organizations like it, while raising awareness and certainly valuable, you know, go over the line of what most people are willing to accept. And what I mean by that is it's a luxury that can really only exist in a country like ours. As far as, you know,
Do you have a specific example, Rob?
I have a specific example. When I first started listening, you were talking about fishing. Now, fishing is sustenance for, what, 90, 95% of the world. If you've ever gone to any island, they almost can't sustain themselves at all with fishing, let alone without fishing. So there's certainly a difference between sport fishing and sustenance fishing.
Yeah.
And it just, now my other, and I have two other things that really struck me. Number one, I think that there is something to be said about the order of nature. I mean, no one makes any excuses for animals, you know, tearing each other apart and staying away, staying alive, and we're at the top of the food chain.
All right, Rob, I'm going to interrupt you there.
Thank you.
And thank you, because just in the interest of time, I want Ingrid to have a chance to respond.
Thank you for supporting us. Of course, if we told people what they already know, then there wouldn't be any point in our existing. So we're here to push the envelope. And everybody knows you shouldn't kick a dog. We have an ad, actually, like called Dog Fishing, where you see a dog with a hook through his mouth, and you're horrified. But why aren't we horrified? Because we grow up thinking nothing about fish. That another little animal with a nervous system who feels pain is being used in this way. In this country, you're right. It's a luxury. We can choose anything we want to eat, so we don't have to go and support the fishing industry. And today's fishing industry, with the fish farms, which are filth pits, and they're ecological nightmares as well as being cruel to fish, we shouldn't support them. So I would stay away from it. Yes, there is a hierarchy in nature. Yes, animals eat other animals. We eat the vegetarian animals, and we raise them on factory farms in the most unnatural, unwholesome, and cruel ways. So we're the thinking animal, we call ourselves, and we have endless options. So I would say make the compassionate choice wherever you can and expand your horizons of compassion.
We've just scratched the surface of the things you're involved in. You do great work. Ingrid Newkirk, thank you for coming in. The book is The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights, and your website, I should have asked her earlier, is...
Thank you. Alternatives to Anything Cruel, PETA.org. Thank you, Bill.
PETA.org.
PETA.org.
All right. And now located also here in Washington, D.C., so we'll be seeing a lot more of Ingrid Newkirk. Ingrid, come back, and we'll talk more animal stories and more animal rights stories and more causes.
My pleasure.
Next time we see you. Ingrid Newkirk from PETA, and I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
If you own a company, I'm about to give you the best advice you'll ever learn for building a highly profitable, totally bulletproof, and fast-growing company. Ready? Here's the advice. You don't become a master by doing 4,000 things. You become a master by doing 12 things 4,000 times. I doubled the sales of 9 different divisions of a company for a well-known billionaire using only 12 strategies. These same 12 areas will radically upgrade any company. Heck, just 2 or 3 of them alone double sales in the right hands. In fact, the most potent lesson I've learned for creating a bulletproof company, I put into Chapter 4 of my book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. That became the number one selling business book within just 2 days of release. I want to give you that landmark chapter as my gift to your success. Just call us and leave us a voicemail and we'll email you Chapter 4. Simple. Then you need to sit right down and read that right away because it's going to change everything about how you position your company for taking market share while others panic. Call 800-418-5800. If you're sharp, this chapter is going to knock your socks off. 800-418-5800.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, August 11, my parting shot for today, I'm sure you saw the headline over the weekend, Sarah Palin derides President Obama's health care reform as the creation of death panels. Now, here's what she's talking about. Let's put it in perspective. 47 million Americans today have no health insurance to cover them or their families, which means they never go in for annual checkups or routine doctor visits because they can't afford it. They wait until they or one of their kids is violently ill before they go to the emergency room, which, of course, we all pay for. On top of that, 25 million more Americans have inadequate health insurance, which means if they or one of their family ever get a serious illness, they're out of luck. And those Americans lucky enough to have health insurance are at the total mercy of insurance companies, who will drop them in a New York minute if they develop a serious illness or have a pre-existing condition. That situation is simply unacceptable for the wealthiest nation on the planet. And to fix it, President Obama proposes making basic, quality, affordable health care available to every American. And for that, Sarah Palin accuses him of setting up a series of national death panels, she calls them, to tell people how and when they will die. What an outright lie. So far from the truth and so irresponsible, it's simply unbelievable. You know, good thing for Sarah Palin, there's no truth in advertising law when it comes to politics. If there were, she'd be in jail for life. That's my parting shot for today, folks. It's good to be back with all of you. Have a great, great Tuesday. We'll keep on top of everything and talk all about it tomorrow.
This is the Bill.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization.
My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. General Motors is rolling out the car of the future. CBS's John Hartshe tells us it's a plug-in with eye-popping MPGs.
The Chevy Volt 4-passenger plug-in vehicle won't be in showrooms for more than a year, but stand by for a big MPG number.
General Motors expects that we will, on the EPA city cycle, using their new draft proposal, achieve 230 miles per gallon.
Chevrolet's Tony Posawatt says that's a new calculation for plug-in vehicles. The Volt may not use any gasoline if you drive short distances.
Up to 40 miles of pure battery electric vehicle operation.
After that, the Volt's gasoline engine kicks in only to charge the battery to keep the Volt's electric motor powering the wheels. John Hartshe, CBS News, Washington.
Well, that technology comes with a hefty price tag. The Volt's expected to come with a $40,000 sticker price. We have breaking news from the Persian Gulf. Kuwait says it smashed a plot by Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists to bomb a U.S. Army camp and other important facilities on Kuwaiti soil. Here at home, there is word from Hyannis, Massachusetts, of the death of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of a president and two senators. Eunice Kennedy made her own mark as a tireless champion for the mentally disabled and founder of the Special Olympics.
She was really a rebel, a revolutionary.
Special Olympics Vice President Helen McNair.
She never stopped fighting. She never stopped working for people with intellectual disabilities. And she never stopped pushing the urgency of what needed to get done.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver was 88. President Obama heads to Portsmouth, New Hampshire in a few hours for a town hall meeting on health care reform. At a forum yesterday in San Francisco, House Speaker Pelosi drew fire from one protester when she said critics of health care reform have been manipulated.
Who sent me here? No, I sent myself!
Health care reform supporters fired back. A report to Congress out today says that while the financial system is stabilizing, billions of dollars in risky loans are a threat to banks. USC finance professor Larry Harris takes issue. He believes most banks are in good shape.
It's on the right path, and I suspect that the fears that the oversight panel have identified are probably a bit overblown.
In a mountain village on the island of Taiwan, the army has rescued more than 260 people, but hundreds of others are missing and could be buried under tons of mud unleashed by a weekend typhoon. Relief worker Albert Yu says waterborne disease is a serious threat.
There are a lot of dead fish lying around as the water recedes, contaminating the water. So we're looking to make sure people are drinking bottled water or making sure that they are boiling water, drinking filtered water.
The Labor Department is reporting the biggest surge in productivity in almost 6 years. At the same time, it says labor costs declined sharply during the second quarter. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
You've heard about the amazing health benefits of Beta Prostate. Now you can have a 30-day supply sent to your home for free. For a limited time only, New Vitality has set aside 500 bottles of the popular supplement Beta Prostate just for new customers. An unhealthy prostate can affect the quality of your life, your bathroom trips, your sleeping habits, even your emotional well-being. Beta Prostate gives your body nutrition that targets the prostate, supporting healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. So if you've been hearing about Beta Prostate and you still haven't given it a try, call now because the next 500 new customers will get a bottle free. All you pay is shipping and handling. That's how confident we are that you'll love Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. Free offers like this don't come along every day. So call now for your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Authorities say officers shot and killed a Longmont man after he pulled a gun following a 20-minute chase. The Boulder County Sheriff says two deputies and four officers shot 35-year-old Brian Christopher Naranjo after stopping his vehicle. A public transportation system combining Fort Collins and Loveland? Transit officials want to look at the idea's feasibility. The Coloradoan reports they're wondering whether they could save money and provide better service as one entity. Southwest Airlines has upped its bid for Frontier from $113 to $170 million.
This provides us a great way to grow substantially in a city that is very important to us.
Southwest's Bob Jordan. There's one other bidder for Frontier, Republic Airways. Its bid's about $109 million. Sports, big night for Troy Tulowitzki and the Rockies, that is. Tulowitzki records the fifth cycle in Rockies history, and the Rocks beat the Cubs 11-5. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is building in those usual spots like southbound 225. After you make that Parker curve up towards I-25, speeds are going to drop down into the teens and 20s in pockets. Same deal as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen, also on the southbound side, but this is on I-25, approaching 104 towards 84th. Some of those eastbound routes are also feeling as the sun comes up, like 6th Avenue. That starts right around Federal, taking you up towards I-25. C-470 is also a little bit sluggish, approaching Platte Canyon. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms, most likely after 2. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 87 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 59, currently 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you want me to tell you what my husband thinks? My husband is not the Secretary of State. I am. So you ask my opinion, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
Oh, man. Hillary Clinton. That was Hillary Clinton in a trip abroad yesterday answering a student's question about her husband. Sounds like she doesn't want to answer any questions about her husband. I think it's the North Korea thing. A lot of annoying, if you ask me, Washington chatter about, oh, the North Korea trip means that Hillary Clinton isn't in control of foreign policy, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, she's got her backup about it. Interestingly, the backstory on that is that the question, I believe it was in Congo, the question was, the student said that he meant to say Mr. Obama, not Mr. Clinton. He meant to, he, and it's a question of whether the translation came through properly. He meant to say what he was asking a question about, he's trying to ask a question about apparently Obama's feelings on a certain issue, and it came out through the translator as the student was asking Hillary Clinton about her husband's position on a certain issue. But obviously the most revelatory part of that is Hillary Clinton doesn't want to be answering questions about her husband.
Wow, man, she bit that reporter's head off.
It wasn't a reporter, it was a student, which is even worse.
Even worse, yeah.
So that's the Drudge Report. That's our little bit of Drudge Report. That's on the front of Drudge Report. And I hate Matt Drudge, but now we've become infected by him. Let's get to some serious news.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, national news. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the founder of the Special Olympics and the sister of John F. Kennedy, she died this morning at age 88 at Cape Cod Hospital in Hyannis, Massachusetts, after a series of strokes. So that is a sad story. The Kennedy family, another tragedy in the Kennedy family. Although living to 88 years old is pretty good. AP reports President Obama is switching his message on his overhaul of the nation's healthcare system, readying a fresh pitch designed for those who already have insurance. The White House is retooling its message amid polling that shows Americans, especially those who already have coverage, are skeptical of proposals to expand coverage to millions. Of course, the Associated Press doesn't refer to any polls, any specific polls. And this is going to be a topic of conversation today on this show, which is that there's been a lot of nonsense and a lot of spin about what, quote-unquote, most Americans want. In fact, most of the polling shows that the public strongly supports the concept of reform and actually supports the specific proposal President Obama is pushing. And what opponents of health care reform are clinging to is the notion that polls keep showing that 80% of people say that they are happy with their current health care coverage. Now, it doesn't take a rocket science to understand that you can be simultaneously happy or satisfied with your existing coverage and also extremely supportive of health care reform, because you understand that your existing health care coverage may ultimately become problematic, may ultimately become too expensive. Somehow this fundamental point is lost on most of the national media. And by the way, most of the teabag freaks at these town hall meetings who keep screaming that most Americans don't want health care reform because most Americans say they're somewhat satisfied with their current health care coverage. Just because you're somewhat satisfied with your current health care coverage doesn't mean you don't support reform. I'm vaguely satisfied with my own health care coverage, and I'm damn supportive of some kind of health care reform, because I'm afraid the minute I try to use my existing health insurance coverage, I'm going to get screwed. That's how a lot of people feel. Apparently, the me first, screw everybody else crowd that shows up at these town hall meetings like a bunch of brown shirts can't really understand that fundamental point. And I'm not surprised that neither can the Washington media. In more news, in other international news, flanked by his counterparts from Mexico and Canada, President Obama on Monday reiterated his commitment to pursuing comprehensive immigration reform. Despite a packed political agenda, Obama predicted that he would be successful but acknowledged the challenges, essentially setting a timeline for 2010 to deal with immigration issues. The Hill newspaper reports banks continue to face substantial danger from troubled loans and other securities 10 months after lawmakers passed the first $700 billion package to bail out the financial system. That's according to a government watchdog. McClatchy Newspapers reports that although hundreds of well-trained eyes are watching over that $700 billion, it's still difficult to answer some of the absolute most basic questions about where the money went. Despite a new oversight panel, a new special inspector general, the existing government accountability office, and eight other inspectors general, those charged with minding the store say they don't have all the weapons they need. 10 months into the bailout program, some members of Congress say that some oversight of bailout dollars has been so lacking that it's essentially worthless. Remember South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford? Yeah, he's still there. And a new report says that the same guy who flew down to Argentina to have a tryst with his mistress, he used state aircraft for personal and political trips, often bringing along his wife and children, contrary to state law regarding official use of state aircraft. Apparently, he used state aircraft to fly himself to get a special haircut. On five of the last six Thanksgiving weekends, Sanford used a state plane to fly himself and his family to a state Christmas tree lighting. The cost for those flights alone, $5,000. This is the fiscal conservative that Republicans were lining up to have run for president. New York Times reports the changing global climate will pose profound strategic challenges to the United States in coming decades, raising the prospect of military intervention to deal with the effects of violent storms, drought, mass migration, and pandemics, military and intelligence analysts now say. So that's your dose of apocalypse right there. Local news. Southwest Airlines bid $170 million for Frontier Airlines on Monday, setting the stage for an auction to determine who will take the Denver-based airline carrier out of bankruptcy protection. So that was a big bid by Southwest Airlines. Denver Post reports that state and federal grants will give six schools a chance to harness the winds that buffet their walls year-round. The schools, five on the eastern plains and one in northern Colorado, will be fitted with wind turbines as part of the Wind for Schools program, aimed at providing cheap energy for the buildings and boosting science education. This is a disturbing story. A growing infestation of blood-sucking bugs is making it increasingly difficult for Coloradans and people across the country to sleep tight. Bedbugs were largely eradicated in the United States after World War II, but the Denver Post says they're making a comeback. In the past decade, they've increasingly infected homes, hotels, summer camps, and even buses, taxis, movie theaters, and a New York City courthouse. Their bites cause skin to swell and itch. Already, more than 30 members of the Colorado Pest Control Association said the problem of bedbugs has increased greatly as a problem in the past 5 years, according to a survey conducted by Whitney Crenshaw, an entomologist at Colorado State University. God, bedbugs would be the absolute worst to get in your house. I mean, the absolute. That is like a nightmare of mine.
Dude, I had bad bedbugs when I was in college, Dave. I mean, they got me bad in my dorm room.
I mean, and they are really, really hard to get rid of.
Yeah, the no-see-ums.
They're really, really hard
Hate
to get
them.
Rid of. They are. Ugh. That's really a disturbing story. Another disturbing story here in Colorado. The Mesa County Health Department reported Monday that a 5-year-old child was hospitalized with the H1N1 influenza virus or swine flu, with little more than a week before school begins for most area children. And a new report says that Colorado ranks low in per capita stimulus spending so far. Colorado ranks near the bottom among the 50 states for the amount of stimulus money spent here per resident, according to the nonprofit news organization ProPublica. As of July 20th, Colorado's received $293 per person in funding under the stimulus bill for a total of $1.45 billion. That places the state fourth from the bottom. So that is not good local news. Actually, a lot of bad local news. And in our final story, what we're going to be talking about for much of the morning, a new national poll, according to CNN, suggests that a majority of Americans support President Obama's health care plan. Wow! What do you know? After all the sound and fury about how much the public is opposed to Obama, what do you know? A poll says, like the last New York Times poll, that most people support President Obama on health care. The CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll released last week indicates that most people worry that their health care costs would go up if the administration's proposals... Excuse me, I'm reading this wrong. 51% of people surveyed say they favor the president's health care plan, with 45% opposed. So it is close. It is certainly close. The New York Times poll from a week ago shows that the president is strongly favored on health care over the Republicans. And a strong majority of the public thinks the health care system needs to be reformed. There are certainly concerns that costs are going to continue to rise in all of these polls. Two-thirds of the country believes that the president's plan would allow them to see the same doctors they currently receive care from. And most say that their health insurance provider would not go out of business if Obama's plan is passed. This is all data from the latest CNN poll. And again, Obama continues to hold a double-digit lead over Republicans when asked who would be best able to handle the health care crisis. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so here's what we're going to do today. We're going to lay it out for you. After the break, before we get to our health care debate, we are going to talk to a lieutenant colonel who has a new book out alleging that there is serious racism at the U.S. Air Force Academy down in Colorado Springs. We're going to talk to him after the break. It's a pretty controversial book that is just out now. And then we're going to get to our health care debate and start thinking on this question. The question is not going to be whether you support or oppose President Obama's plan. The question is not going to be whether you support or oppose the freakish brown shirt screamers, what I call the khaki pants offensive.
Hey, Dave, you offended somebody by the brown shirt comment. Oh. You'll like this, man. Guy calls in and he's like, well, your host is going to throw out names like brown shirt? If we're going to call names, just tell him that he picks his nose and eats boogers.
I'm like, seriously, man? That's how you're going to start off my morning, dude?
Thank you.
The reason I use the term brown shirt is because, look, protesters have a right to protest. The difference between a brown shirt and a protester is a brown shirt walks into a public meeting and tries to shut it down.
Yep.
That is almost the dictionary definition of what a brown shirt is. I have no problem with people protesting. I have no problem with people asking tough questions. I got a problem with people running in, screaming for the cameras in order to try to get their mug on Fox News and trying to shut down these meetings. The First Amendment grants you a right to have an opinion and a right to voice your opinion. It does not grant you a right to drown out everybody else. It does not grant you a right to intimidate everybody else. It does not grant you a right to shut down congressional town hall meetings. And if you want to call up and assert that it does, bring it right into my dojo. I'm happy to have that discussion. But I'd rather not talk about the freakish brown shirt, me first, screw everybody else crowd that seems to want to end this healthcare debate. What I want to know from everybody is a very simple question. Who do you trust in the healthcare situation? At the end of the day, somebody's going to have to decide who pays for what and what is covered in your health plan. Do you trust private, for-profit health insurance corporations more than you trust your government? That's the fundamental question here. Do you trust the bureaucrats and profiteers at Blue Cross Blue Shield more than you trust something like Medicare? That is the fundamental question. So start thinking on it. But after the break, first, we're going to get an interview with a lieutenant colonel who says there's a lot of racism going on in the U.S. Air Force Academy. So stick around. We got a good show for you. First, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Things looking pretty normal on the freeways around town. Just a normal stop-and-go jam southbound 2 1/4. Parker Road down to the Denver Tech Center. Also busy southbound 25 up in Northland. These delays start around 120th now. We've got a few problems on the surface streets, though. Car versus semi-accident, Florida and Albion. Two cars involved in a crash at Federal and 52nd. Another one at DTC Boulevard and Union here in the Tech Center. Your forecast, morning sun. Hope to get near 88 degrees for our high. Afternoon clouds might bring a scattered thunderstorm or two. Your current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want the best price when you sell your gold? It's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash at Fast Cash.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
the miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
An audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now. 1-800-897-8012.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Call Colorado Roofing. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Trust Colorado Roofing to help you with the insurance claim process, ensuring you get the maximum benefit from your insurance company. Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Go to ColoradoRoofing.com today. That's ColoradoRoofing.com. Or call 303-825-5273.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. Your participating Chevy dealer has details. Go to Chevy.com or call 1-877-CARS-654 to see if you qualify.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
AM 760 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. I'm guessing you could probably hear that I'm in a little bit of a... A little bit of a cranky mood. I'll just admit it. I had to stay up late writing a piece for a magazine I work for, and so I'm a little bit I don't know, my tolerance for BS this morning is not high, so it might get a little heated when we open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. But first, we are gonna go to our guest, as promised, Lieutenant Colonel Hoffler. He has a new book out, Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Hoffler. His book is called Promotion Denied, The Harrowing True Story of Racism, Cover-Up, Betrayal, and Vigilante Justice at the United States Air Force Academy. It is just out, and Lieutenant Colonel Hoffler is going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax, just east of York. I guess it's this week.
This Wednesday
at the Tattered Cover on Colfax, just east of York. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Dave. It's my honor.
So tell us the story behind this book. I mean, the subtitle is it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Again, the subtitle is the title of the book is Promotion Denied: The Harrowing True Story of Racism, Cover-Up, Betrayal, and Vigilante Justice at the United States Air Force Academy. And you obviously work in and around or worked in and around the Air Force Academy. Tell us what prompted you to write this book.
Well, I was the first black squadron commander at the Air Force Academy in 1979, actually. And as some blacks came into my squadron, two black sergeants, some key people at the Air Force Academy figured that that was too many blacks in high positions in one squadron. So they conspired to run a witch hunt on me, all four sergeants, and disciplined me with a letter of reprimand as I was ready to meet the board for promotion to full colonel. And that's where the title comes from. I realize the subtitle is very striking, but it is true. I can prove every word in the subtitle.
Now, so basically what kicks off this book is your own personal experience being denied a promotion to full colonel. And in the book, that is your lead-in point to really discuss what you say is more systemic racism throughout the U.S. Air Force Academy, throughout the institution. Talk to us a little bit about some of the data and statistics and anecdotes that you uncovered in researching this book about not just your individual struggle with racism in the institution, but the systemic racism in the institution.
Okay. The Air Force Academy has had the reputation of being a white male assignment for years and years and years. And I was, me along with other blacks, were by the Pentagon to go to the Air Force Academy to give it some diversity. Okay. But sometimes that causes a backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, it did, because I guess too many blacks came to my squadron, and some white senior officers did not care for that. Now, on my website, Joseph W. Hoffler, there's some data as far as what Hispanics and blacks feel about racial discrimination in the military. In other words, the last survey I found was 1999, and it listed 38% of Hispanics and 6% blacks. The military did not pay enough attention to racial discrimination.
And those are really stunning statistics, because the military is billed as and in many ways considered as an institution that is a racial equalizer. In a sense that it's been an institution billed as one where everybody starts as a grunt, and it doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, everybody's equal, everybody is a soldier, if you will. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Hoffler. His new book is Promotion Denied: The Harrowing True Story of Racism, Cover-Up, Betrayal, and Vigilante Justice at the United States Air Force Academy. He's going to be at the tattered cover on Colfax. On Wednesday. You can check the Tattered Covers website for that. It's at 7:30 p.m. And the stats that you bring up about minorities' perception of the military, again, it cuts against the common perception of the military as an institution that is a great equalizer, if you will. Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, you're right. That's the perception. But that's not the truth. I have been very encouraged by the feedback I have received from my book being out. My book is selling very well, by the way.
Excellent.
From retired military saying, hey, Joe, where was this book 4 or 5 years ago? Where was this book 10 years ago? I could write a similar story to yours. So it's there. I'm getting emails, phone calls, and support all over. From saying, where was this book? Racism is alive and well in the military.
Well, and I was going to ask you about the reaction to this book. I mean, what has the reaction been, if there has been a reaction, either from military higher-ups or, for instance, your white colleagues who you know in the Air Force? I mean, is there a denial that this is going on? Is the reaction from the white establishment one that says, hey, this is not going on, this is a lot of nonsense? Or is it one that says, you know, thank you for bringing up these issues because this is clearly a problem?
Thank you for asking that question. The answer to that question is thank you for bringing this up. The two co-stars in my book are both white, my first sergeant and my operation officer, who fought side by side with me to fight against discrimination. They were threatened with career-ending action against them. My white colleagues are saying, again, thanks for bringing this up. This is a problem. We did not realize it, but now that you brought it up, it is a problem. And what can we do to get it? you to correct it.
We're talking to retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Hoffler. His book is Promotion Denied, the harrowing true story of racism, cover-up, betrayal, and vigilante justice at the United States Air Force Academy. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Obviously, this has a local and regional appeal because of the Air Force Academy being in Colorado Springs. My last question for you is, has any of this gotten any better? I guess what I wonder is, in your career, have you seen the situation improve or get worse? I mean, you were in the Air Force for quite a while. During quite a tumultuous period. Has there been any improvements, or has it sort of stagnated?
From my experience, I enlisted in the Air Force in 1962, and it had gotten. See, I'm a product of a segregated South, so I left the South to join the Air Force for what I thought would be equal treatment across the board. And it appeared to be better than growing up in the South in the 60s. But as things roll on, most people are not aware that there were racial riots in the Air Force in the 70s at Travis Air Force Base, at Shepherd Air Force Base, for the way blacks were treated. And at that time, the Air Force established what was called social action officers, where you could file your racial complaints, whatever. But now, from what I hear, those officers, those agencies, do not have the teeth that it used to have. So basically, in society, we hear about discrimination in the fire departments, police departments, and city government, a state government. But as people I talk to, no one can recall a commander or a supervisor or anybody being disciplined for racial discrimination. Nobody.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate you writing this book. I'm sure it was a difficult decision to write about, and I know it's been a personal tribulation for you. And I know that, in this country, it's difficult to raise questions about the military in any way that is perceived as critical of its practices. We've become a country that, and I lament this fact, we've become a country that seems to think that patriotism means never questioning your government, never questioning your military whatsoever. And so I just want to say I appreciate you speaking out. This book is a very, very important book. It's called Promotion Denied, the harrowing true story of racism, cover-up, betrayal, and vigilante justice at the United States Air Force Academy. It's written by retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Hoffler. His website is www.josephwhoffler.com. Lieutenant Colonel Hoffler, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Dave, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Okay. That was Lieutenant Colonel Joseph W. Hoffler. Again, his book, Promotion Denied, the harrowing true story of racism, cover-up, betrayal, and vigilante justice at the United States Air Force Academy, right here in Colorado Springs. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. So if you're interested in this, and this seems like quite a controversial book, you can go out and meet him and discuss these issues with him at the Tattered Cover. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What we're going to do now, after the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and duke it out on healthcare. As I said before the break, the question is not whether you support or don't support the freakish brown shirt, me first, screw everybody else crowd who are trying to shut down town hall meetings and shut down debate. The question is not whether you're going to come on here and lie about the country supporting or not supporting health care reform. We know the data, so we're not going to debate that. We have actual hard data, which I'll review after the break. We're not going to debate that. What I want to know from you is the fundamental question in health care reform. Who do you trust to make health care decisions and to make health care financing decisions? You've got three choices. Okay, here are your three choices. You can either trust private insurance corporations, private for-profit insurance corporations, to make healthcare financing decisions. You can trust the government to make healthcare financing decisions, or you yourself can just pay out of pocket for all of your medical expenses with no insurance whatsoever. So I want to know from you where you come down on. That is the fundamental question of healthcare reform. Do you trust the private insurance corporations? Do you trust the government? Or do you simply just want to pay out of pocket for all of your medical expenses? And by the way, if you want to do that, you're going to go bankrupt real fast. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open, and I have no tolerance for BS this morning. So bring it in here. Bring it into my dojo. Bring it up to my volume, and we'll go at it. 303-713-7600. Who do you trust? Who do you want making your healthcare decisions? Because somebody's going to have to make those decisions. Private for-profit insurance corporations, the government, or are you one of these people who say you just want to pay out of pocket for all of your medical expenses with no insurance whatsoever? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
I put my trust in the CEO of United. Not.
Yeah, but that is the fundamental question here, right?
Yeah.
It's either want to pay out of pocket, or you want the insurance companies deciding your coverage, or you want the government involved. Those are the three options, and that's what we have to answer.
I don't trust the guys making all the money in the insurance companies. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
All right. Dave, traffic is really busy for us, man. The highway's loaded up. Stop and go eastbound 270, 25 to Vasquez. Same deal westbound 76 there, 88th Ave past I-25. Now, the trip on I-25, heavy in the normal spots up in North Glen and Thornton. Again, close to downtown, 58th past Spear. Northbounders also starting to struggle once you get around Washington Street. That's going to break loose after Alameda. Heavier volumes westbound 36 shared into Church Ranch, and down on the south end, westbound C-470, really sluggish Hamden up to Morrison Road. Also got a few surface street problems, a crash at on Highway 85, actually near Bromley Lane. Also got a crash at DTC and Union, and finally at 52nd and Federal. Your forecast, sunny with a small chance for a stray afternoon thunderstorm, a little warmer too with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Do you want to learn which careers will be in demand, not only, but also tomorrow? Come to the 21st Century Career Open House at DeVry University, Saturday, August 15th. Visit DeVryDenver.com to learn more.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It's football season. Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Assures you about the best possible solutions to your debt problems. These guys do it right. They have the credentials. They know what they're doing. And frankly, this literally is one of the most ethical companies out there. So give them a call at 888-77-BILLS. That's 888-77-BILLS. 888-77-BILLS. That's 888-77-B-I-L-L-S.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. The open question, we're not going to talk, we're not going to debate whether you agree with the tactics of the freak shows, the khaki pants offensive, as I call it, who are showing up and trying to shut down town hall meetings with brown shirt tactics. We're not going to talk about that. And we're not going to debate empirical polling. Right? We're not going to debate... on this show, we don't debate verifiable facts, right? We don't pretend the sky isn't blue. We don't pretend up is down. What we know is that polls have consistently shown and continue to consistently show that the vast majority of the American public supports health care reform, that a majority of the public specifically supports President Obama's health care reform. CNN Opinion Research Corporation's latest poll: Obama health plan has majority support. That's the headline. We're not going to debate whether the public trusts Obama on health care more than he trusts Republicans. We know that's a verifiable fact. Every single poll continues to show him holding a double-digit lead. What we're going to debate is the fundamental question of health care reform. Somebody is going to make a decision about healthcare financing, the financing of your individual healthcare. There are three options. We as a society can either say we want for-profit corporations, the executives at for-profit corporations, which are largely unregulated, to make those decisions for you. We want the government to decide the parameters of the decisions that can and cannot be made. Or we want neither the government nor for-profit corporations making the decisions. We want to go back to a system where patients simply pay completely out of pocket for every single medical service they have. So those are your three options. And so when you call up, weigh in on what you want, which of those three options that you want, because those are the three broad options that we have here. And answering that question will give us a good sense of where you actually come down on health care reform. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And I'm going to just say this again. If you come on here and try to pretend that the empirical data that I've read and that continues to come out is made up, or you have some conspiracy theory about how it's not true, you're going to be cut off, because we're not spending time here on this show having freak show brown shirts shut down the broadcast by claiming the sky is not blue. So here we go. We're opening up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Cliff in Denver, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
How you doing, Dave?
Good.
I believe that the American people should make their own choices for healthcare.
along with buying insurance from private companies.
So you believe that that America is best served with private for-profit corporations and their executives making healthcare decisions?
Yeah, as long as these companies are reined in a bit, and the incestuous relationship between HMOs, doctors, and pharmaceutical companies is trimmed back, I think that's the best way to go. I come from a country where I grew up with government health care, and it really doesn't work. I mean, you want it to work, and everyone has good intentions, but it just doesn't work.
Well, as you read the details of Obama's health care plan, it seems to me that what he is proposing is a situation where the private insurers are much more heavily regulated, that there is a government option, not a government takeover, an option if you don't like the private insurance options that you have a government option. Seems to me that that doesn't offend or wouldn't offend your core principles. Is that about right?
I guess so, but the thing is, I don't think people trust the government, and I think for good reason. I don't think that people believe the government can run it, because they can't.
That may or may not be true, but isn't it fair to say that those people don't have to choose the government option? Right? I mean, there's certain people who do say, you know, I'm one of those people who might say, I trust Medicare more than I trust Blue Cross. And I think the public option, hopefully, knock on wood, we get a public option, is more like Medicare. So under the plan moving forward in Congress, somebody like me can say, you know what, I trust Medicare, so I'm going to go with the public option. And somebody like you can say, you know what, I don't trust the government, I'm going to go with a private corporation. So
yeah, the thing is, where are they going to get that money from to run and handle the health care? Government to get it from raising taxes, right?
Well, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I mean, the big plan coming through Congress is to tax people who make over $350,000 a year to restore their tax rates to less than what were under Bill Clinton. I don't think that's that extreme, and it wouldn't affect 98% of the American public. Hey, Cliff, I don't mean to cut this short, but I got to get a break. Thanks for the call, man. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you trust the government or for-profit corporations in making healthcare decisions? That's the fundamental question of healthcare reform. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Traffic's really busy out on the highway. It's going to be pretty much bogged down on all these approaches into downtown on 76, 270. Southbound I-25 also a bear right now. First and northbound 120th to 84th, again from 58th past Spear Boulevard. Stop and go. Southbound 225. These delays go back to Iliff, extending past Parker Road for you this morning. Also got these crashes, 52nd Federal, DTC in Union, and on Highway 85 near Bromley there in Brighton. Your forecast, morning sun, hope to get near 88 degrees for our high. Look for a few afternoon clouds. Some of those might bring scattered thunderstorms. Your current downtown temperature, 63 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You want a ride, but all you have is a dream and the drive. No sweat. My High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has brought back the Sportster package. A 2009 Sportster, all the leathers, a helmet, even a riding course for one incredible price. Call 303-343-3300 or visit myhighharley.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you?
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center.
Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115 or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
And David has the number.
303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Give Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage a call. And as he says, don't just leave your money sitting there unwatched. You need somebody watching it. That's why you got to call Mike Spear at Presidential Brokerage. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David. Thanks a lot.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostic for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
If you own a company, I'm about to give you the best advice you'll ever learn for building a highly profitable, totally bulletproof, and fast-growing company. Ready? Here's the advice. You don't become a master by doing 4,000 things. You become a master by doing 12 things 4,000 times. I doubled the sales of 9 different divisions of a company for a well-known billionaire using only 12 strategies. These same 12 areas will radically upgrade any company. Heck, just 2 or 3 of them alone double sales in the right hands. In fact, the most potent lesson I've learned for creating a bulletproof company, I put into Chapter 4 of my book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. That became the #1 selling business book within just 2 days of release. I want to give you that landmark chapter as my gift to your success. Just call us and leave us a voicemail and we'll email you Chapter 4. Simple. Then you need to sit right down and read that right away because it's going to change everything about how you position your company for taking market share while others panic. Call 800-418-5800. If you're sharp, this chapter is going to knock your socks off. 800-418-5800.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We're cutting to the core of health care reform and the debate about health care reform. And the question is that cuts to the core of that is, who do you trust ultimately to make health care financing decisions? That's what this debate is about. Do you trust the for-profit private insurance executives to make those health care financing decisions? Do you trust the government? Or do you simply trust yourself and just want to pay for all of your medical costs out of your own pocket? Those are the three options you have, folks. That's it. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600. John in Denver, you're on AM 760. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am a physician, did all my medical training at Harvard Medical School. I come absolutely on the position of government, and for a number of reasons. One, no individual can afford the procedures or other medical interventions these days are just far too expensive. And people think insurance companies are sort of the benign, provide the payment type of entities. In fact, insurance companies interfere with our practice of medicine so in so many different areas, it is absolutely astonishing. Things from what medicines we're allowed to prescribe. And it's people with generally no medical training who are making those decisions. And I think you've got the statistical evidence. I think there are other facts that people need to be aware of. The Medical College of Wisconsin says that there will be 250,000 too few doctors by 2015, and the majority of those physicians will be in the primary care.
Yeah, that's a huge part of the issue, the lack of focus on primary care. Absolutely, and you make the right point. The key point here is that insurance companies are intervening in the doctor-patient relationship as much, if not more, than the government in programs like Medicare. All right, stick around. More about this after the break.
Mario Solis Marriage. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, reports say...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
90. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It was a bold plot, but Al-Qaeda never got the chance to pull it off.
This is good news that it was thwarted. Bad news in that Al-Qaeda continues to try to threaten us.
Kuwaiti authorities are holding six alleged terrorists who had designs on attacking the main American base in Kuwait, the headquarters of Kuwait's security agency, and other key targets. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zuarte.
What is dangerous and significant about this is there's a heavy U.S. presence there. We have men, materiel, and investments in Kuwait.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of John Robert and Edward Kennedy and founder of the Special Olympics, died a few hours ago in Hyannis, Massachusetts. She was 88. Her life was devoted to championing the cause of the mentally disabled.
We have miles to go to overturn the prejudice and oppression facing the world, 180 million citizens with intellectual disabilities.
Historian Doris Kearns Goodwin says Eunice Kennedy's crusade was personal. Her sister Rosemary was mentally disabled.
People in the family said it was almost as if Rosemary were her child rather than her sister. And I think that influenced everything else in her life.
General Motors wants Americans to see the USA in a new Chevrolet, an electric plug-in with eye-popping MPGs. CEO Fritz Henderson took the wraps off the new Chevy Volt.
The Chevy Volt will be the first mass-produced vehicle to claim a triple-digit composite fuel economy rating, including a city rating of at least 230 miles per gallon.
But the car is expected to cost $40,000. President Obama will deliver a fresh pitch for health care reform at an early afternoon town hall meeting in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Mayor Tom Farini says the city's ready to handle the sort of protest that have disrupted meetings in other parts of the country.
Anytime someone's trying to execute certain new policies, you're going to see controversy, and so I expect that there'll be some protests. I know there have been some already.
Short time ago, Senator Arlen Specter was caught in the verbal crossfire at a health care town meeting underway now in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The face of the American Catholic Church is changing. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us how.
The coming generation of Catholic priests and nuns in America is more ethnically and racially diverse than ever before. 94% of current members of Catholic orders are white. But of those now in training, only 58% are white, 21% are Hispanic, followed by Asian and African or African American. The new recruits are also increasingly traditional. Although all Roman Catholic religious orders are shrinking, those with more conservative practices are shrinking the least.
Officials at a North Carolina jail are dealing with a TB outbreak. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
positive for tuberculosis at the Brunswick County Jail in coastal southeastern North Carolina. 650 current and former inmates and jail workers have been tested for TB since the outbreak started last month. Those who've tested positive are on medication and are being kept isolated as much as possible.
The Dow's down 85 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for a complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. More solar and wind energy could be coming from Xcel. Xcel proposing to add nearly 1,000 megawatts of solar and wind power by 2015, enough to power 750,000 homes. Colorado law requires Xcel to generate 20% of its power from renewable sources by 2020. The Denver Post reports the utility currently generates 10% of its electricity from renewables. A public transportation system combining Fort Collins and Loveland. Transit officials want to look at the idea. The Coloradoan reports they're wondering whether they could save money and provide better service as one entity. And frequent business travelers seem to like the Denver area. A panel of nearly 200 road warriors surveyed by USA Today single out the Mile High City for its architecture and wide open spaces, red rocks, gambling in the mountains, and pleasant weather. Sports, Rockies over the Cubs 11-5. Troy Tulowitzki hits for the cycle. And forward Linus Klaza leaving the Nuggets to play in Greece. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest part of this morning's commute is, southbound 225 across Aurora. Your delays are going to start right around Iliff, taking you all the way up to I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the single digits. Just that little stretch is going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes of drive time. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up crashes in the tech center. One of them occurred at DTC in Union. The other one occurred on the west side. This is right around Federal, kind of to the northwest, near 58th. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise. Not as hot as we were used to last week, but we can expect a high of around 86 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 59, currently 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all-new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Soopers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY.
Do you use medical marijuana? Well, then we'll talk real slow. Get a craving killer half slab of St. Louis ribs for $5. Big Papa's Barbecue. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 gift certificate to Max Gill & Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to skip the news update and we're going to go back to the phones to get into this healthcare thing because I am just pissed off. I really am just pissed off. And I'm pissed off because the debate has become so wildly out of control. I mean, really, wildly out of control. You've got Sarah Palin, perhaps the most irresponsible political figure in America, putting up on her Facebook page that Obama's plan is going to result in death panels. You've got brown shirt style activists trying to shut down town hall meetings. You've really got an effort by the radical right to try to thug life its way to political power, really trying to use all sorts of thuggery to prevent any kind of discussion about health care. And all sorts of nonsensical lies are being thrown out there. I mean, I keep getting email from people who say most Americans oppose health care reform and Obama's health care plan. Of course, that's coming at the same time polls show exactly the opposite. CNN's latest poll, majority supports Obama's health care plan. Obama with a huge lead on health care over Republicans in terms of people trusting different politicians on health care. 70% of the public saying they believe that the system needs to be reformed. Now, I know the old talking point. 80% of people say that they're happy with their current coverage. And I don't deny that. See, I'm a person who acknowledges empirical facts. But I don't think because 80% of people are somewhat satisfied with their current coverage doesn't mean that they can't also simultaneously support major health care reform. I'm one of those 80%. I'm somewhat satisfied with my current coverage, but I want reform because I know that the current coverage I have may go away if we don't reform the system. So what we're doing here today, we're not debating empirical facts. If you want to debate empirical facts, if you want to talk about the sky not being blue, if you want to pretend that up isn't down, you've got a huge number of freak show right-wing radio shows to call up. Okay, but here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, we try to discuss and debate things that are a matter of discussion and debate. Fact, whether the sky is blue, whether the public supports right now, according to empirical data, Obama's plan, that is not up for debate. That is a verifiable fact. So if you want to debate facts, if you want to listen to the voices in your head and pretend things that are verifiably not real, you got plenty of lunatics to call up on other parts of the radio dial. Now, before we get back to the phone, I just want to vent a little bit here about one little piece of the healthcare debate that has particularly annoyed me. Actually, there's two. The first is that you see all these politicians say they're not, none of them, Democrats or Republicans, are going to vote for a healthcare bill that adds a single cent to the deficit. Now, I'm all for dealing with the deficit. That's why I support the proposal to tax the richest 1% to add to their tax burden, but still less than the Clinton administration, right? The proposal to add a surtax on those making over $350,000 a year, I don't think that's extreme because it would restore their tax rates to less than what they were under the Clinton administration when the economy was booming. That doesn't sound extreme to me. So I'm all for paying for health care. But I'm also not oblivious to the fact that the same politicians who are running around pretending to be deficit hawks, we're not going to spend a single dollar of deficit money on health care. These are the same politicians. Where were the deficit hawks when we started the $2 trillion Iraq war? Where were the deficit hawks when we spent gave trillions of dollars in a matter of 2 weeks of congressional debate to Wall Street? Where are the deficit hawks when it comes to a bloated Pentagon budget? I mean, this is so hypocritical. And what it tells you is that politicians in Washington of both parties are only interested in the deficit when the spending deals with helping regular people. When it's spending on their fat cat contributors, oh, there's no deficit. When it's spending on defense contractors, no, we don't care about the deficit. So keep your eye out for that because it just tells you who these people think they answer to. The second piece of the healthcare debate that really is bugging me is the tired, cliched attacks on Canada. I mean, if this is the best you have, you brown shirters out there, if the best you have is to try to scare people by saying, oh my God, we're going to become Canada, I mean, you got to come up with something better. I mean, last I checked, Canada is an industrialized nation with better healthcare statistics, life expectancies, cancer rates, cancer survival rates than the United States. So trying to scare everybody by saying we're going to become Canada. Now, look, I'm not saying I want us to become Canada. But what I am saying is you got to come up with something better, because you're pointing to a system that, for the most part, functions better than ours. All that nonsense about wait times, the statistics prove that there are not bigger wait times in Canada for services that are needed. For elective surgeries, there can be longer wait times. For primary care and urgent care, there are not longer wait times. So honestly, if this is the best that the conservative movement has, is to point to an industrialized country to our north that has better healthcare statistics than we do here. If that's their way they're going to defeat healthcare reform, then I say, I'll just channel George Bush. Bring it on, because you're going to help us win the healthcare debate. Now, the fundamental question, we'll get back to our debate right now in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. The fundamental question of healthcare reform seems to me to be this. You either are for private insurance corporations making your healthcare financing decisions, you're for the government being involved in healthcare financing decisions, or you yourself want to make all your healthcare financing decisions and simply pay out of pocket for all of your medical expenses. So the question is, where do you come down? Do you trust executives at for-profit healthcare corporations, health insurance corporations, to make those decisions? Do you trust the government? Do you trust an entity like Medicare to make those decisions? Or do you simply want to just have none of them make those decisions and just pay completely out of pocket for all of your medical expenses? That is the fundamental question of healthcare. And when you bring it into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, defend your position. If you are against the government being involved in those decisions, please explain to us why Medicare recipients are far more happy with their healthcare situation than people in the private insurance situation. If you are for paying completely out of pocket for all of your medical expenses, please inform us how you're not going to go bankrupt the minute you get sick. 303-713-7600, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
I did call to answer that question, but can I make a real quick statement about your fine guest from the previous hour?
Sure.
What he said is very true. Thank goodness we have an administration now to where you're not going to get banged over the head when you try to tell the truth. And also, Mikey Weinstein would be a great guy to have on just to talk about the proselytizing that went on at the Air Force Academy before these guys went over to go into air combat in Iraq and in the sandbox. Those dirtbags, Dobson, mm-hmm. Haggard, mm-hmm. Musgrave, all those people had free access to the Air Force Academy, and the cadets really didn't have a choice as to whether or not they were going to get proselytized too. And I just did want to throw that
well,
out.
Yeah, and send us an email about the potential guests. We're always looking for good guests.
John Turk, Turk knows.
Okay, good.
Turk knows him. But what I was going to say is anybody that honestly believes in the death panel and any type of that crazy stuff is buying into this con that the Republicans are selling. They're always doing this type of thing. They throw out all this crazy mishmash, so much misinformation, you don't have time to disseminate it all, and they're simply attempting to convince the majority of us that they are winning a battle that they are losing. That's all they're doing.
Well, and it's positively Orwellian in the sense that it's news speak, right? I mean, this idea, and Media Matters has a terrific analysis of the media coverage of the polling. You see the media coverage, the top, the headlines, a lot of the headlines about the polls, about where the public is on healthcare, Obama losing support, healthcare reform losing support. Meanwhile, the actual polls show the majority of the public supports Obama's plan, the majority of the public supports Obama, the majority of the public wants healthcare reform. It is because the media, part of this has to do with the media needing a dramatic narrative. And so that dramatic narrative is fueled additionally by a conservative movement that any time a proposal is put on the table, they just start screaming, most people oppose this, most people oppose this. And their theory is that if they just say it enough, it will be true.
Well, that generally works if you just keep on repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, and repeating it. But I believe that the president really does this week need to get on this thing and appeal to that, you know, Ronnie Reagan taught everybody to be selfish. He needs to really get on it and explain to Americans that, no, this isn't going to destroy your health care. Because I believe that he needs to make a Philadelphia-type speech.
Well, and he's getting out on the he's getting out on the trail. He's coming here to Colorado, to Grand Junction, and he's going out up to Montana to try to put pressure on Senator Max Baucus for, about health care. So I agree with you. And I was on CNN this weekend, and I said the same thing. If there's one criticism of Obama in this, is that he hasn't been as assertive as he needs to be. He needs to be out there every single day pounding home the actual facts. If anything has happened in this debate, it has been that the freak shows, the brown shirts, the lunatic fringe of the Republican Party, not even the Republican, they're so far to the right, they're outside the Republican Party, are filling up the airwaves with junk, with nonsense. And he has the bully pulpit, and he needs to use it. Eric, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Tina and Thornton. Tina, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Canadian health care system as it relates to the American, because I had a unique experience of living in Canada. We were American landed immigrants. And my husband worked for an American company in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I got cancer when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And was treated incredibly well. Wanted second and third opinions and got on from American pathology lab. Got those without discussion, without debate. Had, obviously, that was a very long time ago, and I'm still here, so I had a tremendous experience.
Well, you're a good person to ask this question. Why do you think the conservatives believe they'll be successful in demonizing the Canadian healthcare system? Look, the Canadian healthcare system's got its share of problems, but
yes, it does.
This idea that it's this model of disaster, it makes no sense.
I think that, you know, I wonder if they're doing that because they're so afraid that it will be better, and I think that will that'll be the last nail in the coffin of the Republican Party. If this plan does serve the people of the United States better, what else would matter to the American public?
And you know, somebody brought up the point. I've heard this point made over and over again. It's just a really interesting point, just the politics of this, that Tommy Douglas, the Canadian politician who was basically the leader of creating and passing Canada's national health care system, has become the most popular politician in Canadian history, according to polls in Canada. And so I think that you're right. I think that the Republicans and the Conservatives really do, just at a base political level, really do fear that if the Democrats, if Obama, if progressives are successful in passing health care, they will become eminently popular. I mean, and that's, by the way, Bill Kristol, the conservative activist, during the last health care battle, he issued a memo to conservatives saying that they had to block health care reform because precisely that would happen. The Tommy Douglas effect would happen. That Democrats would be, for the next generation, the permanent majority. And so I think you're right. This is, a lot of this is about politics. Hey, Tina, thanks for calling, and stay healthy, okay?
I will.
8:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. We are discussing health care, and we're not going to debate facts here. We're not going to debate empirical facts. We're debating who you trust to make health care decisions, because that's the fundamental question here. Do you trust executives at private for-profit insurance corporations? Do you trust the government? Or do you not trust any of them, and you simply want to pay for all of your medical expenses out of your own pocket? 303-713-7600. Answering that question is the answer to where you stand, ultimately, on health care reform. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop and go. Both sides of 225, now southbounders, from around Iliff down to I-25. Northbounders now going to tap the brakes there at the spillway. Not going to break loose until after Alameda. That stretch showing speeds in the teens. Eastbound C-470, also stop and go. Santa Fe up to Quebec. And working this crash, three cars involved. Eastbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan. Those backups go around Wadsworth. Also got a crash, new one, Arapahoe and Yosemite. The forecast, sunny, small chance for a stray afternoon thunderstorm or two. A little warmer, though, with the highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Attitude? Come to the 5th annual Best of Mile High Bike Show at Mile High Harley-Davidson.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Cursing at your cursor? Tired of being your own techie? Plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson, owner of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits. So I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. J control spending in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Hey, 26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're debating the real issue on healthcare. You've probably heard across your radio dial and on television lots of debates, not about real issues when it comes to healthcare. Oh, the protesters this, and the town hall meetings that, and Canada's healthcare system this, blah, blah, blah. The real question, the fundamental question of healthcare reform. Somebody is going to have to pay your medical bill. Right now, you have three choices. That's it. You only have three choices. You either trust the private, for-profit executives at health insurance corporations to make those healthcare financing decisions, or you trust a Medicare-like system in the government, or you trust neither of them and just want to pay all of your medical expenses out of pocket. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600. That is the fundamental question. And I don't know about you, but I'm more inclined to trust a Medicare-like system than I am to trust Blue Cross Blue Shield. And let me explain to you why that is. If you have ever used your private insurance, you have been forced to likely go through a paperwork nightmare of denials after denial after denial. As a friend of mine said, private insurance entitles you to one thing, the right to argue with your insurance company over what is covered. That's what it entitles you to. So the idea that that is somehow, the existing status quo is somehow so much better than the evil government, it's absurd. It is absolutely absurd. I'm not saying a government-influenced system wouldn't have its share of problems. Sure, it would have its share of problems. But when you actually look at what people say about their health care, Medicare recipients are far more satisfied with their health care, as a matter, again, of empirical fact, based on surveys, than people in the private health insurance system. Why? Because Medicare makes healthcare a right. Medicare says you have a right to healthcare. Private insurance largely says you have only a right to argue with your insurance company about what is covered and what is not. And so, if I'm asked, ultimately, who do I trust? Because that's what the question is. I will go with the government. The other reason I would go with the government is because at least the government, I have an ability to influence. Right? It's small d democratic. Look, our democracy's got a lot of problems, but at least we can call up our congressperson. At least we can lobby our government. You can't lobby a private insurance corporation. A private insurance corporation is a fascism. That's what it is. That's what any top-down corporation ultimately is. It's a fascism. And I don't mean that to slander corporations. That's just true. Corporations are not democracies. So if you get denied coverage by your health insurance corporation, see you later. You and the general public has no recourse whatsoever. At least with the government, we've got an ability to pressure, to make change, to throw out elected officials. And by the way, this is why the government has been unable to slash Social Security. Because if a private corporation was running Social Security, they would have cut benefits a long time ago. The reason the government hasn't cut Social Security is because the politicians who make the decisions about what the government does and doesn't are too afraid. They're too afraid that the public will throw them out of office. That's democracy at work. I trust that more than having my health care decided for me by a private tyranny, a private fascism, a private insurance company. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And let me just say one last thing before we go to the calls. I think a lot of the brown shirt protesters have nothing to do. It has nothing to do with health care at all. I think, I'm just going to throw it out there, I think there is a group of people in this country, mainly the fervent Palin supporters you saw during the campaign, who wake up in the middle of the night every night in a cold sweat, wetting their bed in anger and fear that there is a black man in the White House. And not just a black man, but a guy who's being billed as a black communist in the White House. I think there is a segment of the population that idea has driven absolutely crazy. Right. That there is a segment of the population that wakes up every night in a cold sweat, freaking out that a black man billed as a communist and a non-citizen, basically, a black communist terrorist. They wake up in the middle of the night believing a black communist terrorist is in the White House, and they cannot deal with it. This has blown a gasket. And so these are the people who show up at any town hall meeting about any issue whatsoever to go absolutely insane. I think that's part of what's driving this. So that's just an aside. Let's get back to our debate. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Christy in Colorado Springs. Christy, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good show.
Thanks.
A couple things, and I'll go real fast. I'm with the 80% that has health care coverage. Very happy with it. Blue Cross Blue Shield. Love it. But I'm also part of the group that says, well, you didn't survey the people who don't have health insurance. My father was Air Force. He had VA care. Very happy with it. Grandparents, Medicare, or Medicaid, whichever one they have when they're old, very happy with it. But the reason I called in this morning is it's my day off, and I was watching the Spectre conference on television, the town hall meeting, and I just wanted to give you a quote. A guy stood up. He's Joe. His name is Joe. He's a teacher at a plumbing school. He asked Spectre to go back to Washington and put through legislation that has every bill written at a junior high school level, because that's what the American public needs. And
I love this. Sure. I love this line. This is actually my favorite.
It's my
favorite. I love this. This is the latest talking point. The bill, the health care bill, is 1,000 pages long.
So is a book.
Let me get this straight. Somehow it's a negative that a bill dealing with 1/6 of the economy is a long bill. Somehow the fact that it's long means that it has to be bad. This is so silly and so stupid and so ridiculous, right? The idea that, I mean, what do these people really want? They want health care reform on one piece of paper? I mean, last I checked, the bailout bill that the Tea Parties and the teabaggers supposedly oppose, the original bailout bill was 3 pages long that said George Bush can spend as much money as he wants for anything he wants on anything he deems urgent to the safety and security of the United States economy. That was a travesty. So that is supposed to be the model. The fact that the health care bill dealing with 1/6 of the economy happens to be long. I mean, I go the other way. If you submit a bill dealing with 1/6 of the economy that's less than 100 pages, that's less than 500 pages, it suggests that you aren't serious about reforming healthcare because you're not serious about the complexity of the problem. And so I think you're right. You bring up perhaps the most idiotic talking point that we've heard, and we keep hearing it. And thanks for bringing it to our attention, because one of the things we're trying to do with this radio show here is to try to just debunk this nonsense. Everybody is on the front lines of this, folks. When you go and you talk to your coworkers, when you talk to your neighbors, you know, this is not just happening at the town hall meetings. This is happening in an interpersonal way. And I hope that what we can do here on this radio show is give you the tools in any way that we can to help you fight this battle. Because one thing that has been hammered home here is that the victor in this fight will be those who speak up and those who are willing to wage this fight. The conservatives have shown that simply by having a few of them representing a tiny minority of the population show up and make a spectacle on television, they will be able to try to dominate this debate. And we have to fight this fight in our own way as well. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
8:35 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about healthcare, the real debate, and I'm sure you're hearing a lot of the fake debate on TV and on other radio stations. The real debate is, who do you trust to make healthcare financing decisions? Because that's at the core of healthcare reform. Do you trust private, for-profit executives at insurance corporations? Do you trust a Medicare-like system in the government? Or do you not want any of them making those decisions and you just want to pay for all of your medical costs out of your pocket? That's the fundamental question. And so we're trying to debate it out. And we're not going to be debating empirical facts. We don't debate empirical facts on this program. We debate, when we do debate, we debate and discuss where you come down on given issues. We don't debate whether the sky is blue. If you want to debate whether the sky is blue or up is down, you got plenty of right-wing lunatic radio shows out there you can call up. Not here, not in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. John in Frisco. John, you're on AM 760. Hello, John. Hello, John. All right, no John. Let's go to Richie in Denver. Richie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how are you, man?
Good.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, this is not about politics at all. You know, people got all excited, you know, and they said, oh, well, look, we've gone so far. We have a black man in the White House. The truth is, if Obama was a white man, he would have beaten McCain by 30 points. You know, this is purely racial. When you're dealing with almost 30% of the population that believes in a literal interpretation of the Bible that we were created 5,000 years ago and just doesn't even believe in evolution, you know, they would rather trust rich white men than a smart black man. And that's really is the bottom line. This is probably the same discussions that happened 5 years before the Civil War in this country. You know, it's the same identical kind of thing.
I don't have, and this is a matter of opinion, and we can debate this because I don't have any empirical evidence to support this, other than the fact that we know a certain segment of the population said that race was an important factor in their vote against Barack Obama. We know that from exit polling, but it's open to debate what is ultimately motivating some of the freakiest freak shows out there who are trying to shut down these town hall meetings. And it is my opinion that whether it is stated or not, there is a certain segment of the population that cannot stand the fact that an African American is president and will do absolutely anything to try to stop any policy that president puts forward. No matter whether that president puts forward a policy that these same protesters purport to ideologically agree with. And I think you're right. I think, you know, the narrative after the 2008 election was, oh, we've gotten over so many of these battles of the 60s and we've gotten over our racism problem in this country. No. It never works that quickly. It's never that clean of a break. We are going through an epic process here, and healthcare is the vehicle for that. Healthcare is the vehicle for a debate over greed. Healthcare has become a proxy vehicle for a debate over race. It is just a vehicle for the deeper issues. And we are choosing right now what kind of a country we want to be and what kind of a country we don't want to be. And there is a very motivated, very small minority of people who want this country to be a me first, screw everybody else country, and a racist country at that. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks, Richie. Thanks for the call.
Okay, man.
8:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about healthcare. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. The ultimate question, the core question of healthcare that very few are asking. You're hearing a lot of debate about healthcare on all sorts of radio stations and TV. We're actually having the debate right here about the core question. Who do you trust to make healthcare financing decisions? That's the core question in this debate. And you've got three choices. You either most trust executives at for-profit healthcare corporations, you most trust a Medicare-like entity in the government, or you don't trust any of them and you most trust yourself and therefore just want to pay for all of your medical expenses out of pocket. Those are your choices. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic's still really busy for us in the normal spots, but 225 seems to be our worst area this morning, in between 70 and 25 for both northbounders and southbounders. If you're traveling southbound, Park Road to 25, stop and go. Northbounders busy there from the spillway all the way up past Alameda. Also, stop and go eastbound C-470. Santa Fe out to Quebec. Crash eastbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan in the cleanup phase. Hopefully out of your way shortly. Also still working this 3-car accident at Arapahoe and Yosemite. Turnpike really heavy right now. Westbound side Sheridan to Wadsworth. And again from Table Mesa on your drive into Boulder. Going to break loose after baseline. Eastbound side sluggish Federal 225. The forecast, morning sun. Hope to get around 88 degrees for our high today. Afternoon clouds might bring in a stray thunderstorm or two. Your current downtown temperature, 70 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, Find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marriage.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
That's what I mean.
No, so.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Nine a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
And my name is David Hickey, owner of 3M Construction. Have recent storms damaged your roof, siding, or windows? Time to file your claim could be running out. Don't get scammed by out-of-town predators knocking on your door and sponging off our local economy. Call a local company that you've heard of. 3M Construction has the experience to give you a quality job and the knowledge to work with your insurance company to get your home repaired fast. Call us today, 303-774-8005. That's 303-774-8005. 3M Construction, a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hey, 45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about health care. We're going into the real debate, which is who do you trust to make health care financing decisions? That's the core question of health care reform, not whether you support the khaki pants offensive, the lunatic fringe that are showing up thinking it's their First Amendment right to shut down town hall meetings. We're not talking about that. We're not going to debate empirical facts. We're not going to have people come on here and say most Americans oppose Obama's plan. If you're going to come on here and say that, please provide empirical evidence, because what evidence that we know exists says empirical evidence. Polls from CNN, polls from New York Times, CBS News, national polls, the public strongly supports health care reform, and the public, specifically a majority, supports President Obama's plan. Sure, 80% of people say they are somewhat satisfied with their current health care coverage. And conservatives are trying to say that that means people oppose health care reform. That is idiotic. That is an idiotic assertion not supported by facts. You can simultaneously be somewhat satisfied with your current coverage and support
health care reform. I know that's difficult for extremely stupid and ignorant people to understand. I understand, but please try. If you're an extremely stupid and ignorant person, please fire up the one or two brain cells that you have and just try to understand that it's possible to be simultaneously somewhat satisfied with your own health care and strongly supportive of health care reform. That is what the polls say is going on in the United States of America. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment on the planet Earth, as Dwayne in Annie Hall would say. Let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Gail in Littleton. Gail, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for the intelligent conversation on this topic. I'm a nurse educator in Colorado, and I wanted to point out a few things for your listeners. It truly isn't executives at the healthcare industries who are making decisions. It's clerks who have a GED or high school education who work off an algorithm or a decision tree and decide whether or not you can have the care that the physician has recommended. That's one important point. The other issue is that they are for-profit, as you have pointed out. For-profit means that people get bonuses for denying care. Medical directors get bonused when they deny care that is expensive.
I mean, and there's a term called medical loss ratio,
yes,
where, which is what the insurance industry, that's their euphemism for when they, how much money they save when they deny you care.
Yes.
And how much money they lose when they actually provide you the care that they've promised you.
So my decision would be Medicare. Medicare is actually the most generous system out there, more generous than the Blues or United Healthcare or Aetna or any of the big carriers. I worked for the big carriers, and I left the big carriers when I saw that medical case management to them meant denying care. That's what is the definition of medical case management. So in the big picture, we'd be much better off with Medicare. As far as the private option that you talk about, I don't know many people that could pay for their own care. It's onerous, it's prohibitive, and you have no idea what it would cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I only throw it out there as
an option,
to make a point,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, there's nobody has proposed. There really are, in this healthcare debate, there are parameters, right?
Correct.
Somebody's going to make the decision, right? It's going to be either you make the decision without anybody impacting your decision at all, and you just pay completely out of pocket. And I know Warren Buffett and George Soros and Bill Gates can afford to do that, but most of us can't.
Exactly.
The government is going to make part of the decision, or at least set the parameters for the kind of decision that can be made. Or private health insurance corporations are going to make the decision. So we all have to choose. And, you know, I know that people don't want to have to make that choice. I think that's part of this issue, is that change is difficult because people don't want to have to just deal with choices like that. But that's ultimately the choice we have to make. And, frankly, we're already making a choice. Our current system, the choice for those of us who aren't in Medicare or the VA, the choice is private insurance corporations. And polls continue to show that almost nobody is happy with that. Gail, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Sonia. Sonia and Parker, you're on AM 760.
Hi. You know what? I think you're just way off base when you think people are racially motivated. I think people are money motivated. They just don't buy what the Democrats are saying, that, you know, this health care is going to be for one and all and save money. People just don't buy that. They know their taxes will be going up, and old people especially are very concerned about that.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, you're right. I can't prove that some of the protesters are racially motivated. You're absolutely right. It's just a feeling I have, and we can debate opinion. You can disagree with me, and that's
right.
Your opinion too. So
exactly.
We can just set that aside.
Okay.
I certainly believe that people are money motivated, and it's my opinion that. You to be money to look at this situation as an average American and fear for your financial future, you have to be one of two things. You either have to be an ignoramus or you have to be extremely selfish. Now, you either have to be ignorant in the sense that it's empirically provable that we are wasting far more money as a nation under our current system than we could be saving. In a different system. So you either have to be ignorant of that data Or you have to say you understand the data. You understand that we spend far more on health care per capita than any other nation on earth and have far more uninsured people and far more waste. You have to either understand that and you are a selfish person.
Well,
you simply are a me-first, screw everybody else.
And completely understand that we spend more on health care. But you know what? Everyone has avoided the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Why do you think our health care costs are as they are? I'm a registered nurse also. I have been a nurse since 1982.
Why are our health care? I'll tell you why. Because we spend 18 or 20 cents for every health care dollar goes to administration at private health care corporations. In Medicare, 3%, 3 cents on every dollar goes to administrative costs. That is a huge part of the problem.
Since just about when I became a nurse, every single event that happened in the hospital or by a doctor or anything medical was a ground for a lawsuit. So I have a doctor friend.
Well, you know, the problem with that argument, and it's a right-wing argument, I'm going to give you some data. The problem with that argument is that the data does not support your point. The data does not support your point. In states that have capped medical malpractice awards, because that's what you want. In states that have capped medical malpractice awards, do you know what's happened? Medical malpractice suits have not gone down, and medical malpractice payouts have not gone down. So your whole theory that this is medical malpractice related is absurd. Again, it's not borne out by empirical data. In states that have capped medical malpractice awards, healthcare spending has not gone down. Again, on this radio station, you've got plenty of radio stations to go spew your crap. On this radio station, we deal with empirical data. And the empirical data tells us, it's not me telling you, it's states like California and Texas that have capped medical malpractice awards. The data tells us that you, frankly, are an idiot. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 8:53. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
A mini Ann Coulter out there. 3-car accident eastbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan. That's causing some delays back to Kipling. Also got a crash at Arapahoe and Yosemite near the Tech Center. Stop-and-go conditions existing on southbound 225 Parker Road to I-25 and on southbound I-25 taking you into downtown after I-70. Forecast sunny, small chance for stray afternoon thunderstorm. Going to be warm, though. Look for a high around 88. Right now, 70 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You want a ride, but all you have is a dream and the drive. No sweat. My High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker has brought back the Sportster package. A 2009 Sportster, all the leathers, a helmet, even a riding course for one incredible price. Call 303-343-3300 or visit myhighharley.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for Lace.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
I'll give you that landmark chapter as my gift to your success. Just call us and leave us a voicemail and we'll email you chapter 4. Simple. Then you need to sit right down and read that right away because it's going to change everything about how you position your company for taking market share while others panic. Call 800-418-5800. If you're sharp, this chapter is going to knock your socks off. 800-418-5800.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the IRS.
Before we knew it, I owed $90,000. We had a revenue officer standing in our restaurant. It was a very scary day.
In a panic, they hired a local tax man who only made matters worse.
We didn't do our homework. They weren't attorneys, and we pretty much got scammed.
Then they turned to a trusted friend.
Our business attorney recommended Nationwide Tax Relief. They were awesome.
The attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief saved their restaurant.
They ended up saving us between 40 and 50% of our tax debt. It was a miracle for us because we could keep the business open.
If you owe the IRS or state more than $20,000, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief at 800-650-1540.
My husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call 1-800-650-1540 for your free consultation. Call 800-650-1540 and settle your tax debt. Call 800-650-1540 now. This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
We've been talking about healthcare, and in the next segment, we're going to talk about specifically the right-wing media and how it's manipulating the debate. I have a blog post up called Fox News and the Fox News Incentive System, and we're going to talk to Eric Bullard of Media Matters, so stick around after the break.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a tour for change August 30th. Big Eddie will broadcast live from the CU campus talking about health care reform.
If you're in that neck of the woods, we'd love to have you with us.
Get more details, ticket information at am760.net.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Health care reform on the table this morning in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And Senator Arlen Specter got an earful.
You're taking our kids' future and driving it right into the toilet. We cannot afford this. Period. Keep the government out of it. We're doing just fine. Thank you, sir.
In a few hours, President Obama holds a health care town hall to defend a program that's under increasing attack. Here's CBS's Peter Mayer.
President Obama hopes to redefine the heated debate on health care reform today. He'll be holding his own town hall meeting in New Hampshire. The White House has moved to debunk what it sees as myths and rumors spread by opponents of the president's top domestic goal. People on both sides of the issue are expected to show up.
The president calls Eunice Kennedy Shriver an extraordinary woman, the founder of the Special Olympics and sister to John, Robert, and Edward Kennedy, died at 88. Helen McNabb is vice president of the Special Olympics.
Olympics.
She chose the vehicle, which everybody can understand, and for which she had a great passion, of sports. Everybody could understand sports, but not everybody necessarily could understand intellectual disability.
Overseas, officials in Kuwait say they've broken up an Al-Qaeda-linked ring that was planning to bomb a U.S. base and other targets.
The military knows that they're a prime target, especially in this part of the world. They are ready for this kind of thing and certainly work closely along with our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, countries like Kuwait, to thwart these kinds of attacks.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate. NATO says three American troops have died in incidents in southern Afghanistan over the past few days. Already this month, 24 U.S. and NATO forces have been killed. Last month was the deadliest month of the war since it began in 2001. Well, what if your car got 230 miles a gallon? Too good to be true? Maybe, but General Motors insists that's what its new plug-in vehicle, the Volt, will ring up when it's out late next year.
That 230-mile-per-gallon figure is just for the city where the Volt is mostly in pure electric mode. The gasoline engine that kicks in for longer trips will lower the highway fuel economy. But GM does expect triple-digit fuel economy overall. Jim Hall of 2953 Analytics says any edge is a good one these days.
It's going to help Chevrolet, and it'll help Chevy sell vehicles. That's what this is about.
The Chevy Volt's expected in dealerships next year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A new joint study by human rights groups finds children with mental and physical disabilities are more likely to be subjected to corporal punishment at school. Alice Farmer of the ACLU and Human Rights Watch says some are punished for things beyond their control.
We've seen students with autism who are punished for rocking back and forth, or students with Tourette's syndrome who are punished after exhibiting the involuntary tic.
Forecasters say Felicia has been downgraded to a tropical depression with top winds of 35 miles an hour. The storm's expected to hit Hawaii later today. Wall Street, the Dow is down 87. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Southwest Airlines has upped its bid to buy Frontier. The bid now stands at $170 million and would include the Lynx regional service. Southwest's Bob Jordan describes his company's vision for the future.
It's our intent to serve all of the markets that are served by both Frontier and Southwest today on day one.
Jordan says Southwest would also look to fly to new cities. An autopsy has confirmed a bear killed a 74-year-old Ouray County woman known for leaving food outside her home, despite wildlife officers' repeated warnings. More solar and wind energy could be coming from Xcel. Xcel has proposed adding nearly 1,000 megawatts of solar and wind power by 2015, enough to power 750,000 homes. Colorado law requires Xcel to generate 20% of its power from renewable sources by 2020. The Denver Post reports the utility currently generates 10% of electricity from renewables. In sports, a big night for the Rockies' Troy Tulowitzki as he hits for the cycle, a single, double, triple, and home run. Rockies beat the Cubs 11-5, and forward Linus Klaza leaves the Nuggets to play in Greece. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you're going to have to watch out for a couple late crashes. One of them occurred southbound 225. This one's right around Parker Road. The other one eastbound I-70 near Quebec. Now, you're going to find some slowdowns on both approaches to those accident scenes. As far as the rest of the metro highways go, they're starting to recover, but you may find some heavy leftover pockets that are late to get out of your way. Southbound I-25 downtown, as well as westbound 36 approaching Wadsworth, as you're trying to get to Boulder. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 87. 88 degrees today. Currently, we're looking at sunny skies, and it's 69. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and only
entertaining show. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Showbuzz.
Still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We are talking about health care, as everybody is talking about health care. And I have a post up at my blog at openleft.com called Healthcare and the Fox News Incentive System. And what I seem to be seeing is, I think Fox has really, it's gone into overdrive. It's gone from a right-leaning news organization to almost a proudly partisan propaganda appendage. I mean, and there's a difference. You can be a right-leaning news organization, and there's a difference between being a partisan propaganda machine. And the reason I say this is because what you're seeing on Fox is they cover the town hall meetings, and the moment anybody goes crazy, they then take the crazy person and they put them on air for an exclusive interview, basically promoting the crazy person as a news story unto themselves, which, of course, creates the incentive for the next town hall meeting for somebody to try to one-up the original crazy person by going even crazier, knowing that the reward will be getting their mug on Fox News. And so the Fox News incentive system is really a big part of what's going on here. And joining us now is Eric Bollard of Media Matters to talk with us more about how the right wing is using the healthcare debate to fuel its opposition in general to President Obama, and how this has really become a proxy for the same kind of thing that we saw with the Tea Parties. And before we get to Eric, why don't we start off by playing the Media Matters Minute? Go ahead, John.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. If there's any wonder what's been fueling the paranoid confusion at healthcare town halls across the country, have a listen to some of the false and misleading rhetoric put out by Fox News and right-wing talk radio.
Sarah Palin and what she said over the weekend, that there would be a death panel for her son, Trigg. I believe it to be true, but that's quite a statement.
This sort of crazy conversation about death panels.
When there clearly are people in America who believe in establishing euthanasia, including selective standards.
Our senior's going to be in front of a death panel.
That was Governor Palin's concern, and that is a legitimate concern from a fair reading of this bill.
By the way, his healthcare logo looks damn like the Nazi logo. I'm sorry, but it does.
Given all the paranoia and rampant misinformation in conservative media, who can blame people for being confused about healthcare? For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So that's the Media Matters Minute, and obviously I think Rush Limbaugh takes the cake for craziest person, although Glenn Beck is a close second. Glenn Beck is certifiably insane. And actually, that clip doesn't even make him out to be nearly as insane as he really is. Eric Bollard of Media Matters, give us an insight into what you think, whether you think this is coordinated, whether you think, it's my feeling that this really has less to do with healthcare than it does with base stoking and anti-Obamaism and just a lot of things that don't have to do with healthcare at all.
Well, I get the feeling, you can almost fill in the blank in terms of what they're yelling and screaming about. But, for instance, if there was a second stimulus bill on the table and there was August recess, I think we'd be seeing, you know, the same type of mobs. Maybe not quite as revved up, because there is something, there's genuine fear and anger. That is not manufactured. That is not astroturf. That is real. What is manufactured is the complete misinformation. Look, if you think the federal government is going to be in the business of killing old people, and Barack Obama was born in Kenya, then of course you're going to be pissed off and you're going to want to yell and scream. So I don't. It's not manufactured. But I mean, when you watch this stuff, you're like, you know, it makes me nostalgic for Harry and Louise. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, early 90s, that was the famous, you know, anti-healthcare reform ad that supposedly, you know, helped derail, you know, the Clintons' push for health reform. And at the time, you know, it was so controversial, you know, this group, bought national ad time and, you know, they were included, you know, pretty serious misinformation, and they ran an ad, and how could people's good conscience do that? Look at what's going on now. You're like, God, you know, the good old days when people just bought ads and made up facts. Now, as you say, I mean, this is just like off the hook. I mean, death panels.
We're not even having a discussion about health care.
Oh, of course, you're right. There's virtually no discussion of health care and Jameson Fosser has been writing about that at Media Matters. There is virtually, literally, no discussion of health, of true health care. And when you watch, you know, both Fox and CNN were showing Arlen Specter's health care town hall meeting today, which is interesting because you had the Fox incentive, so the people would go crazy, then they'd have him on Fox. And today they sort of flipped the script because it was relatively controlled. So afterwards, the Fox anchor said, aha, you know, see, they're not so crazy. You know, Democrats are making these, you know, people out to be angry mobs. But we just saw a serious discussion. So Fox has it either way. If
right.
people act crazy at the mobs, you know.
They're
it,
a news
only,
story. They're a martyr. They're oppressed. They need to be on TV.
It only goes to show you how angry people are. And when people are relatively restrained, Fox says, well, it just goes to show, you know, how serious people are. But anyway, if you watch that town hall debate forum and you listen to the questions, you're just like, oh, my God. It's just so
depressing. It's not a discussion of health care. To me, what we're having is we're having a discussion about whether people should be put to death when they're old by the government. Now,
we
can have that debate, right? Well, fine. Let's have that. We can have that theoretical academic debate, but it has nothing to do with health care reform. It has absolutely nothing to do with the proposals moving through Congress. Nothing.
No. And then people get up and they rant and rave about bureaucrats, and I just think, okay, who's running their health? Who's overseeing their health insurance today? Private companies don't have bureaucrats, only the federal government.
And that's the question we've been discussing here all morning, which is ultimately, if you're going to get to the core question of this debate, the meta question, somebody is going to make healthcare financing decisions.
Right.
To me, there are three choices: either private, for-profit corporations and their executives in the insurance industry will make the majority of decisions and have the majority of power in healthcare financing decisions, or the government will have the majority of the decision-making power in that transaction, or neither of them will have any power in that, and individuals will just have to pay out of pocket for every medical service that they need.
Right.
Those are the three choices. I mean, that is really what's going on here. And it seems to me that what the conservatives would like people to believe is that the government is evil, and let's just not talk about the current status quo of corporate control over this situation, which is classic. They're disaggregating, you know, their most politically advantageous argument from the actual whole argument. And we see this on taxes, right? Every tax debate is, you know, we don't want to raise taxes, but let's not talk about what those taxes might fund. Right, it's disaggregating their most powerful or their most politically opportunistic arguments, and I just don't know if it's going to work. I mean, they're doing a darn good job of staging a media spectacle, but what I'm troubled by, I mean, I kind of like, you know, look, we expect this from the conservative movement. They're ideologically motivated. They've got a lot of extremists. This is what they do. What I've been miffed at. And Media Matters has this great piece on its website at www.mediamatters.org, which is the quote-unquote mainstream media and its tracking of polling data, We have seen that Media Matters had this piece up there about the New York Times poll that came out at the beginning of last week. And the headline in the New York Times is basically that Obama's losing support for health care reform. The country is wavering in its support for health care reform. Meanwhile, almost every data point in the actual poll says that the public strongly trusts Obama over the Republicans on health care, that the public strongly supports the need for reform. And the Republicans continue to cling to this idea, and journalists too, which is that 80% of people are somewhat satisfied with their current health care coverage, which somehow is supposed to mean that they don't, that those same 80%, lots of those people in that 80% don't want health care reform. What is the motivating factor behind mainstream journalists taking polls that tell a fairly positive story for Obama and progressive health care reformers, and taking those polls and making them into Obama is failing, the country doesn't want health care reform?
Well, it's the love of the process story. So, you know, if Obama had introduced and the Democrats had introduced sort of the sweeping health care reform, and it sort of churned its way through Congress, and it was on to, a passage, there's no drama in that. It's just like when he nominated Judge Sonia Sotomayor. There's no drama in saying, as was the case at the time, well-respected, federal history, good resume, bipartisan support, very bright, very accomplished. There's no drama in that. So that's where they sort of clung on, we're clinging on to the, Newt Gingrich and his racist claim. Same with the health care. So the drama, the Beltway Press is always interested in process. They don't really care about health reform itself. How is that playing out? And so if they can make the claim that Obama is, his support is dropping,
or he's under siege,
that makes it more interesting. But as Media Matters has pointed out, one of the only polling questions we're seeing is, what is your take on, or do you support, or do you have a favorable view of how Obama is handling the health care issue? And that has gone down, I don't know, maybe 10 points in the last couple months. So, aha, they're taking that, do you support his handling of health care, and translating that into, people don't support health care.
Exactly.
Well, wait a minute. Who doesn't support it? Well, the assumption is everyone doesn't support it because they don't want health care. Well, maybe a big chunk of those people who don't support his handling are to the left, and they're disappointed that
they're disappointed he didn't go as far. That's exactly right.
A single-player public option, things like that. So wait, maybe some of those people who don't favor the way he's handling it wish it was more
robust.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you can't take the single question we see over and over again, do you like the way or do you support how he's handling health care, and then translate that into do you want health care reform? But it's a process question, so if they can sort of show, chinks in the armor, it's a much more interesting story.
And then it feeds into it. We're talking to Eric Bollert of Media Matters. It feeds into the Republican talking points, which is the Republicans will then say, they'll then cite the same headlines, of course, not the polling data, but the same headlines,
right,
as proof that, look, we're not a fringe minority here at the trying to brown shirt these town hall meetings closed.
Right.
Most people don't support Obama's health care plan. And as I've gone through the data all morning, CNN's latest poll, majority supports specifically, not just conceptually health care reform, majority supports specifically President Obama's plan. And Media Matters at its website has this, they rewrite this New York Times article. The New York Times article from last week, the headline was, "Poll shows Obama's clout on health care is eroding." And then they rewrite the article about how it should be written. Poll shows strong support for reform, Obama more trusted than Republicans. And here's the data points. The poll found that fully 90% of Americans think it's necessary to make fundamental changes or completely rebuild the health care system. President Obama enjoys a 29-point advantage over Republicans on the question of who has better ideas to reform the system. The percentage of people who think the health care system needs to be fixed now as part of fixing the overall economy has increased in recent weeks, and the percentage who think the U.S. cannot afford to fix health care now has actually decreased. This is what's actually going on.
Right.
But I guess the calculus for conservative activists is the more they say most Americans oppose this, the more it will become a reality. Is that the calculus?
Well, that's why they unleashed sort of the mini mobs at the town hall forums, because they, the polling data doesn't really support their claim that everyone is opposed to health care reform and get the government out of it and leave it the way it is. I love my current health care, which is sort of the message you see on the town hall meetings. So they don't really have the data to back that up, so they create sort of this media sensation. And so they unleash these mini mobs. And, you know, I was just looking at this Pew study for the news coverage of last week. And media and healthcare reform was number one, like 58% of the cable coverage last week was healthcare. But as we discussed, how much of that was actually discussion of healthcare itself, my guess is maybe 10%.
Right.
So they create this firestorm, they create this diversion, and let's face it, I mean, the press, I mean, you could see it right before Michael Jackson died. The cables particularly really did spend almost an entire week dealing with healthcare legislation. And you could see the desperation in their eyes, like, save us, somebody do something.
And the town hall meetings provided
right, and then Michael
visual.
Jackson died, and that gave him the relief. And then we've had other things, and now we've had this town hall, you know, these manufactured mobs, these mini mobs. And so that's another diversion. And so whatever the press can do to not cover the substance, they're going to do.
And
so,
that's probably why healthcare has been known as such a morass for politicians, which is that it part of it is that the media doesn't really want to cover the substance. And what really just if I can just vent here, what really bothers me is that the same Fox News network and the same media in general that all but ignored millions and millions and millions of people protesting the war.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Is now all of a sudden the great defender of American protest,
right,
covering like 12 people showing up and screaming at a random congressman's
meeting. If 200,000 people show up at the mall in Washington, it doesn't really tell you anything about the state of American public opinion. But if 9 people surround a congressman out in the parking lot of the Stop and Shop, man, that is tapping into something that runs just through the core of our country. I mean, it's absolutely scary.
It's just
people have sort of forgotten how the press absolutely just wanted those anti-war protesters to go away.
Well, I gotta get out of here. But the one thing I wonder is, what is your sense for the individual journalist who's covering this? Do they even think about that ridiculous hypocrisy? I didn't give a crap about a million people or 500,000 people showing up on the mall, but I think it's a huge news story when 12 people show up to a random.
No, I mean, they forgot about those war protesters the day after the event happened. I mean, it's just not, they're just angry Democrats. Angry liberals are not important. Angry conservatives are hugely important. I mean, that is the filter through which so many journalists see the world.
Eric Bollert of Media Matters. You can read his stuff at www.mediamatters.org. His new book is Bloggers on the Bus. Eric, thanks for taking the time this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. That was Eric Bollert of Media Matters. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. We're talking about health care. And if you want to weigh in, we're going to have one little segment after the break. 303-713-7600 is the number to close out our health care discussion. And the open question is, do you support, do you trust the government to make healthcare financing decisions, or do you trust private, for-profit healthcare corporations and their executives to make those healthcare financing decisions? That's the fundamental question of healthcare reform that nobody seems in the media seems to want to talk about. We got one segment after the break, and then after that, we got Creedence Clearwater Revisited on the line. We're going to interview them before their show up in Greeley. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is starting to improve for us a little bit around the city. Still seeing some stop and go, though, on 225 there in Aurora, southbound side, Parker Road down to the interchange on I-25. Just the normal jams coming into downtown there after I-70. No problems for northbounders. We do have a crash as well. This is coming up southbound 225 approaching Parker Road. So that's going to make things a little more difficult to get into the tech center. Also got a new crash eastbound I-70 at Quebec. Delays to Colorado Boulevard. Look for some jams there in the elevated portion intersection of I-70. Also got an auto versus pedestrian crash at 19th and Sherman. Your forecast, morning sun, hope you get near 88 degrees for our high. Afternoon clouds might bring in some scattered thunderstorms as well. Your current downtown temperature, 73 degrees. John Turk, AM760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now, trade in a qualifying cash for clunkers vehicle and trade up to a fuel-efficient Chevy. You're participating.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
That's Creedence. We're going to be talking to members of the band in the next segment, so stick around for that. We're going to try to squeeze some calls in here about healthcare so you can weigh in. Question is, who do you trust to make healthcare financing decisions? Do you trust private for-profit corporations, the insurance industry, and their executives, or do you trust the government? Those are your two options, folks. That's the fundamental question of healthcare reform. 303-713-7600. Grant in Fort Collins. Grant, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Thanks
for your sanity here.
Sure.
I just want to share an anecdote. I was contacted by President Obama's office to sign up to visit my senator in Fort Collins. I filled out the form. It was going to be 9 a.m. today, actually a half hour ago. I showed up at Senator Bennett's office, and there's a sign in the door saying, if you want to chat with Senator Bennett, feel free to slide your comments into the door. And the whole purpose was is to come and talk about health care. And I don't know where the miscommunication was, but the fact that people show up to talk to Senator Bennett and no one is there, I think, is part of the problem.
Well, I mean, I've got my issues with Michael Bennett. I don't think he's been all that accessible. And I think it's strange that he hasn't been all that accessible, considering he's never been elected to anything. And he is representing us in the Senate. I think that's unfortunate that happened. I do think, and I'm not defending him, but I do think that it's a careful balance right now. Members of Congress are trying to figure out how to engage the public without creating a stage for a television spectacle whereby protesters, and again, I have no problem with protesters protesting, but whereby protesters try to take over a meeting and shut it down like brown shirts. And so it's a careful balance, and unfortunately there are some casualties to that, and the casualties in the case that you're mentioning are people are a situation where you show up to have a frank discussion with your member of Congress and they're not there. I'm sorry to hear it, man, but listen, keep up the pressure, okay, man?
Will do.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're... Oops, my bad. Kat in Longmont, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Hey, I told you on Facebook 2 days ago that I was going to call and thank you publicly
yes.
for your piece on I Got Mine, So Screw Everybody Else.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling up.
I really encourage it's available on your Facebook page, right?
It is. It's also available on my website, www.davidsirota.com.
You know, you want to win the water cooler wars in this debate. That piece gives you so much ammunition. So thank you very much for that piece.
Thanks, Kat. I appreciate it. And then what I tried to do in the column was walk through some stats on the tax debate. So you hear some people call up, oh, I don't know where I come down on health care, but I don't want to pay more taxes because I don't want the rich to pay more taxes because the rich pay too much in taxes. My last column, which is called the Me First, Screw Everybody Else crowd, walks through the statistics about who does and who does not pay taxes. I think you'll be surprised even if you are a right-winger, you will be surprised to read some of these verifiable statistics from IRS data. Kat, thanks for the call. 9:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Up next, Creedence Clearwater Revisited. They're coming to Greeley, and we've got an interview with them before the show. So stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave's still working this crash. Eastbound I-70 at Quebec there in the elevated portion. Going to mess things up if you're headed towards DIA there on 70. Backups to Colorado. Also got a crash southbound 225 approaching Parker Road. And on the surface streets downtown, got an auto ped crash at 19th and Sherman. Your forecast, sunny with a small chance for a stray afternoon thunderstorm. A little warmer, too, with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 73 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BVB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bvb.org. That's denver.bvb.org.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest beer tasting event right here in Colorado. The Great American Beer Festival is coming to the Colorado Convention Center September 24th through the 26th. Visit am760.net to purchase tickets.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance.com. At coloradco.com.
Warning, consumer alert.
Hi, attorney Michael Mack here for Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you have credit card debt, I can offer you a solution much better than bankruptcy. It's called debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness is legal, it's not bankruptcy, and you pay no upfront fees. Yes, you can wipe out your credit card debt, often in as little as 90 days, without bankruptcy. So get the word bankruptcy out of your mind. Call 800-877-5000 and get a free starter kit explaining how your credit card company, now more than ever, will work with you to actually forgive most of your debt. Call 800-877-5000 for your free starter kit. Learn how to qualify for this non-bankruptcy program. 800-877-5000, 800-877-5000, or visit creditcardlawyer.com. That's creditcardlawyer.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, etc., excessive penalties are afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
.936 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On a beautiful Front Range day, it's going up to the low 90s. Okay, as promised, on the line, we're joined by Doug Cosmo Clifford. He is the drummer and one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's also an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He and other original CCR member Stu Cook will rock the house of the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley on Thursday, September 3rd. At 7, as Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Tickets for this concert go on sale August 17th at noon. And it's really an honor to have you on the show, Doug, or as I should call you, Cosmo. And I want to ask you a question. You've been in the rock business a long time, and I would call myself an amateur music fan, right? I listen to a lot of music, but I'm not hardcore. But I am kind of hardcore about CCR. And so I wonder, why do you think the CCR sound, the CCR brand, endures today? I mean, you guys were made, you already were a cultural icon, and then you, for years, and in, you know, you got, there was a huge reference to you in the band in the Big Lebowski, and the reason why that was such a important reference was because CCR, the reason it was referenced in that movie, is such a known brand. What do you think is so enduring about the CCR brand?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I'm not 100% sure of this. In fact, all I do is kind of stand back and shake my head half the time. It's we've been, well, it's for our 41st anniversary, and we have three generations coming to see us. I think it's a combination of the fact that we started when we were 13. At least John, Stu, and I did. Tom was 4 years older than we were. And started learning to play our instruments together as a unit. And we were also recording early on. And back then, technology was like the invention of the transistor radio. So it was pretty bleak. And there weren't a lot of places to record, but the ones that were available, we found a way in. So that, and then John Fogerty's brilliant songwriting, and the fact that we had a unit that worked together, jammed together, songs came out of that, actually. I think that's the reason why. And the music is simple. That's probably, in a word, the main ingredient. And good songs, good feel good music, you know, and that's what people like, and they still like it.
And I should follow up. We're talking to Doug Cosmo Clifford. He's the drummer and one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival, also an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, you guys have such a distinct sound, right? Like, you flip on the radio and you hear a CCR song and you just know it's CCR. I mean, you don't have to, I mean, even for me, an amateur music guy, you know, you turn on the radio and you know it's CCR. What do you think makes the sound, the CCR sound, so distinct? How have you, what is the integral parts of what you do that makes it to the point where when I flip on the radio, I know it's a CCR song?
Well, again, it's part of the last question or the last answer. we started together as a unit, and we were focused on a certain style of music, and stayed true to that style throughout 10 years before we had our first hit. And when you learn, when you start as young as we did, and you're the same unit for 10 years, you're trying to develop a style that is very, very American. I mean, it's based on rural and urban blues, and which is a very basic music, and all American music is based on that root of the blues. So that was our goal, and we were fortunate enough to achieve it and then some.
Hey, it's John Turk here, Cosmo. I wanted to ask you, a few Bay Area boys. You guys grew up in what, El Cerrito, California.
Yeah. And, that is true.
And how did you become, you know, but the music is kind of like the Southern Swamp rock and roll. As a guy's coming from the Bay Area, how did you get in, you know, into that kind of music?
Well, we were fortunate to have radio that in most markets back then, it was just top 40, and that was really before FM rock and roll. FM was, like Morse code and classical music. Back in those days, in fact, the first rock and roll FM station was founded there by Big Daddy Tom Donahue, who was a number one jockey on KYA, I believe, an AM station there, and they were broadcasting 3 hours a day. Not to digress, I want to thank God for radio, and I still thank radio for so many reasons, but we'll get to that in a minute. People came out during World War II to build ships and the Richmond shipyards, and they brought their music with them. People from the South, the Midwest, Appalachia, you name it, that workforce came, and of course with them, that part of that culture, a big part of that culture was the music that they listened to. So we were fortunate to hear real country back in those days, real blues. It was rhythm and blues and not soul or some of the other names. It was, you know, the Lightnin' Hopkins and Muddy Waters and the real stuff, the original pioneers, if you will. We loved that style. And in fact, during the 60s, our peers laughed at us and said, you know, you guys will never make it playing that kind of music. You got to get hip and, play psychedelic music. And we said, well, this is what we do, and this is what we love, and we're not going to do something just because it's popular at the time. And we've been doing it for about 8-9 years at that time, and so that's how it happened. You know, people came out to build ships for the war effort, and they brought their music with them.
Yeah, and I know you served in 1966. That kind of derailed the band there for a little while. A couple of you were drafted. And then you were able to come back, and the Susie Q, is that really your launching pad? I know you had you'd never had a number one, 5 number twos. I think you're the only band with that distinction. Is that right?
We have the records for number twos. I call us the Avis of rock and roll. We try harder.
That's great.
You know, that was, you know, when Hertz and Avis back in the day, I don't know if a lot of your listeners know what I'm talking about there, but that's how it went. And another factor was that we had double-sided hits. We had 5 double-sided hits. I think had we had just one side that was popular, they would have all been number ones. But when you're splitting the sales in half, we still made it to number two, and it's a pretty
yeah. A lot of the B sides were great, great tracks themselves as well.
Yeah, well, that's we were. I call it a blessing and a curse. You know, it just made doubled the workload.
Right.
We're talking to Cosmo Clipper, and he's the drummer and one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's also an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He and the other original CCR members, Stu Cook, will rock the house at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley on Thursday, September 3rd at 7 as Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Tickets for this concert go on sale August 17th at noon. You should definitely, if you're up in Greeley or if you're down here and want to head up to Greeley, you should go check it out. And I'm glad, Turk, that you asked the question about how folks from California developed the sound that CCR developed. And I'm wondering, Cosmo, what if there is a modern, a new band, or a band that came after CCR that kind of follows in your footsteps with the same kind of sound, does that exist? I mean, to your mind, who's carrying on the CCR torch other than, of course, Creedence Clearwater Revisited?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know of anybody. I think the one group that came closest to that was it was just one record actually. It was the Hollies, long cool woman in a red dress or black dress. I'm not sure. You guys would know better than me. Black dress. There you go. That's what I thought. They it was an obvious attempt to capture our sound, but to me. It had it was like a mirror thing. It wasn't quite the real thing, but it was the best attempt, I guess, as far as I can recall. So I keep going back to this, but you know, we started when we were 13 and we learned how to play together as a team. And you know, most kids go into their bedrooms and practice or whatever, or the garage, if you will. And most people don't stick it out, you know, for the 10-year period to be that patient to have a hit. And it took us that long. I think we knew what each other was thinking with our eyes shut. You know, we didn't have to even, all we needed was our ears. And we were like riding a bike. It took time to develop that, but, that was the big key to it.
Well, it's so nice to see you guys touring as the Revisited under that name. I don't know if this is touchy ground, but would you maybe be able to comment on the breakup there in 72 and kind of what went wrong with John Fogerty? And I know your last show together was in Denver on May 22nd, 1972, and some of the reports I read said that you guys were being pelted with coins. Is that true?
I don't remember that at all, to tell you the truth. I don't remember any coin tosses, but...
Can you tell us a little bit about the breakup?
Well, it was something that was coming for a long time. You know, John was a brilliant musical talent, but he didn't get a high school education and was poor growing up. Stewie and I went to college. Stu has a business degree, and we needed a manager, and he insisted on taking over everything. So it was basically a guy that dealing with not only just a in business, but with one of the biggest bands in the world. Mm-hmm. And, he didn't know what he was doing and, wouldn't allow us to participate in any of the meetings. And, we needed a mentor. We needed a real pro, a good manager, if you will, to go in and handle the business and let John be an artist. And that's what we would tell him. And he thought that we were turning on him, quote-unquote. That was not the case. We were trying to save the band. The other problem that we had was between the brothers. Tom Fogerty was the older brother. He's the one that brought us into the studio to back him. Had he not done that, I don't think there would have ever been a Creedence Clearwater Revival, quite frankly. He shared his dream with us, and then when we made it, and John was the lead singer. Then he cut his brother out completely. He said, no songwriting. Don't submit any songs. I won't write with you anymore. You're not singing. Just play guitar and shut up. So needless to say, when you bring in some young guys that could hardly play and share your dream with them and treat them with respect and dignity, and then when the tables turn and your younger brother treats you like a dog, it's pretty rough. So we were on Tom's side. Tom was a great singer. He sounded like Ritchie Valens, and we did 12 cover songs. Why not let him sing one of the covers if nothing else? And La Bamba would have been a great one for him. We might have even had a hit with it. Maybe that was the fear that John had. I don't know.
No, it's just crazy seeing it because, you know, I remember the 1993 Hall of Fame induction, and he snubbed you guys, wouldn't even let you up on the stage. And to me, that just seemed like, you know, a low, low blow, considering you guys grew up together, started writing music together. And just, you know, I look at bands like Led Zeppelin that won't tour together, the Talking Heads, and, you know, they're members that are still alive and around, but they just can't get their heads together to play music together again.
Well, two points on the Hall of Fame. First and foremost, you're right, it was a low blow, and it was and it was done, you know, in secrecy, and we didn't know what was going on. We came into it, and were blindsided. We all came with our children. Tom Fogarty's son was going to play in his place. I mean, it was pretty gut wrenching, and one of the most well, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in one instant.
Well, y'all thought you were going to have a reunion there, didn't? Weren't Tom Fogarty's ashes on hand there?
Yeah, they were. I mean, we thought that was, you know, we knew all the other bands were going to play, and nobody told us that we weren't. The Hall of Fame kept their, you know, their conspiracy, or John's conspiracy secret. And I mean, it was a cruel thing to do. But I always try to find a positive of it, and I think that night the seeds for Revisited were planted. It took a couple more years after the fact, but I will say this also, is once John got rid of the guys that were holding him back, he's had one top 10 single in 37 years, and you know what we did in 3.5 years. So again, we were a great unit that worked together as a team. Everybody put in 110%, and it worked. And he didn't like the fact that we were trying to put forth ideas that could have possibly saved the band and made him a lot more money and us a lot more money, so he could have perhaps bought his songs back. Who knows? I mean, you know, that's something that we'll never know. But the point was that we were trying to save the band, because the deals that were being made and not being made when John was the manager were horrific. So everybody lost on the deal, and in the end it cost us the band, which was the ultimate loss. So, you know, but life goes on, and as I say, I think that the seeds were planted for Revisited that night. We're in our 15th year now. And we have a wonderful band, and he's doing his solo thing, and we're doing our thing, and you know, I'm looking forward, and not in that rearview mirror.
Yeah, sorry, I just had to bring that up, but go ahead, Dave.
We're talking to...
Well, you're not the first.
I'm sure.
We're talking to Cosmo Clifford. He's the drummer and one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's also an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He and other original CCR members, Stu Cook, will be at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley on Thursday, September 3rd at 7 as Creedence Clearwater Revisited. And our last question that I have for you is tell us about the new members of the new band, how you chose them, what their attributes are, how they fill in some of the gaps.
Well, we have a wonderful band. I mean, you don't last 15 years in this business if you're not any good, so... We've been doing this all over the world. In fact, we play just about everywhere in the world. And as I said, we have three generations of fans that are coming to the shows now, and it's really just a joy to get out there and play these songs. We have John Tristeo on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, and the guy is just a powerhouse. He's full of energy, and he's spot on with his vocals, and he's a great entertainer. He's funny. I mean, he does things on stage that, you know, keeps it nice and light and fun, and people in the audience see that we're having fun, and it's quite a nice celebration of the music. We have Tal Morris on lead guitar. He's the new member. We had Elliot Easton for the first 10 years, and he went out to do he was in the Cars, and he went out to do the same thing we were doing, calling that project the New Cars. And unfortunately for Elliot, it didn't succeed. So we have Tal Morris on lead guitar now. Great young guy, and a lot of energy there. Steve Gunner is our utility guy. He plays multiple instruments, and those are all the overdub parts that we couldn't play as a quartet live. So we're bringing what's on the records on stage, and it's. You know, we're five guys having the time of our lives and making people feel good.
Well, hey, man, thanks for taking the time this morning, really. It's an honor to talk to you, and good luck with the tour.
Well, thanks very much. As I say, it's this will be our 15th year. We'll be coming back next year, and looking forward to playing rock and roll music.
Well, keep it real, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That was Cosmo Clifford, the drummer and one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival, also an inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He and another original CCR member, Stu Cook, will be at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley on Thursday, September 3rd at 7. Tickets go on sale for that concert August 17th.
That was sweet.
That was sweet. Getting an interview of original member of CCR.
You know, it's 4 years since they played Woodstock this month.
And they are iconic.
They had to go on at 3 a.m. because the Grateful Dead jammed out to like 3 o'clock in the morning. They were kind of bummed about that they had to go on at 3 a.m. And their set was kind of buried in history. But four years.
They are so iconic. Yeah. Man, they are awesome. All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it. Still working a crash on the elevated portion of I-70 eastbound at Quebec. Also got a couple of new crashes. One, actually, lead snail near Monaco. In the cleanup phase, auto ped accident, 19th and Sherman. Also got this small accident, southbound 225 as you approach Parker Road. Your forecast, sunny with a small chance for a stray afternoon thunderstorm. Look for a high around 88 degrees. Right now, we're sitting at 75 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker. Plus, find some soul at the canyon when you enter to win a new Kia Soul. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Showbiz. 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th. Showbiz.
Well, that was the show for you. Pretty mixed bag, if you will. CCR, healthcare reform, just off the wires now. MSNBC just aired footage of the crowd gathering at the Obama Town Hall meeting in New Hampshire, and one man was in a group holding a protest sign with a gun in a holster on his hip, and he's not a law enforcement officer. Also, somebody painted a swastika on a congressman's door. This stuff is getting crazy. We'll get back to it tomorrow to continue the fight.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, rent a